All right, hey yo, and here we go with a special live audio commentary edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey, I'm Mo, and like you say, we're about to watch Bound for Glory. It's about 11 minutes in. We have it on PVR, so we're going to be watching and catching up as we go.
A little delay.
About 20 minutes, I'll be leaving to go get some food, and you'll be stuck with Addy talking that, yeah.
Best part of the show. So I'll timestamp for that on the thing, so people can just go directly there.
Yeah. Yeah, and delete it, you mean? And delete that section?
No, and revel in it.
Are you sure you pressed record on this thing?
Yeah, that's why when it says there, that little button there that's red, the record button's on, and then that other button now says stop, that would be to stop recording.
Hey, I can't see. It's that far away, and I'm old.
That's true, and fat.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right.
They come hand to hand. I mean, when I was young, I was fat, but...
Well, the fact that you can't see has something to do with your hand.
Yeah.
You go blind.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can see it when I lie down.
Oh.
Suck in the stomach.
Yeah. Suck what?
Suck.
Oh. Okay. Let's watch Bound for Glory.
All right. Turn up a little bit. Let's get the background going. Let's see how TNA does with this. Our hopes are not high.
Asses and ats, right?
That's if they don't pull something off here, this might be the last pay-per-view we ordered for them for a little while.
It's a culmination of an entire year of competition.
Yeah. Except for that, you can say it all you want. Bound for Glory is not WrestleMania.
No. I think that my best matches that I've had here at TNA have been at Bound for Glory.
And then he had one match, and then two matches.
I think he's had two Bound for Glory matches. He had the Jerry Lynn, and he had another one. Abyss. Yeah, he had Abyss. That's his best matches.
So now they're just
this was a great moment. They're showing their...
I don't even remember this moment. I don't think I ever saw
it. No, I didn't remember it either, but watching it is fucking cool.
That is
cool. Samoa Joe got dropkick.
No guts, no glory.
My favorite
battle memory
was when I survived a 33-foot high swanton bomb.
That's crazy. That is.
And they just get these moments. And basically, right now, they're just going over all the TNA or the Bound for Glory moments that everybody had, those little insets. This is just like a collection of that. Right?
Might be a little too loud.
Truly.
What?
I mean, it's slightly too loud.
I would die to save my daughter.
That's good.
I would die to save.
Sorry.
That's not loud enough now.
No?
No, now you went too far.
But I will come down close. I am bound for glory.
I am bound for glory.
I am
bound by women.
Why doesn't anybody ever say I am bound for WrestleMania? What I love... Jeff Hardy's had some legitimate WrestleMania moments, hasn't he?
I said one, that TLC giant ladder swanton on Bubba.
That is only real to him. Has he actually had more Bound for Glory moments that are noteworthy then that he did?
No, because he said one of each. And even then, I remember the one on WrestleMania and the TLC. I didn't remember that Abyss one. So he said more WrestleMania moments.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. And Kurt Angle? How big is the stadium they're in?
It's the Grand Canyon. It's huge.
Well, it looks like you got a good crowd.
Oh, my good God. There's somebody dressed up like Jeff Hardy.
That was a girl
I would not let into my house.
Not even for Halloween?
Not even for like a...
What was it you said about what I'm wearing today?
That you're... you're very Joey Ryan today.
Thank you. Now it looks like they got a good crowd. I'm not sure how much they pay for it. Of course, this is in Arizona. Royal Rumble is in Arizona. So, I mean, Arizona is really the place to be over the next few months if you're a wrestling fan, because Royal Rumble is in Arizona.
Yeah. But, I got a shirt that says deal right behind the name.
It doesn't say hashtag.
It does not say hashtag. It looks like he just made that as a mole.
Probably did.
Yeah.
It's got a girl that looks sort of like Lita there.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not her, no, but I'd fuck her. I mean, she's not really good looking, but...
Even if they're not. She's got a tattoo on her arm.
Yeah.
She's got her shoulder there.
Yeah, she does, yeah. She's thin for what we're used to in the Impact Zone. Put it that way.
Oh God, you remember that?
Oh yeah. How can you forget that? You had a widescreen TV and it was not helping.
It was not helping. I had thought there were so many fat people in the crowd, I thought they'd advertise Bill Clinton was gonna be there.
Women, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Let's get Bound for Glory rolling.
Didn't it come out recently that he fisted her or something too?
I think so, yeah.
Awesome, like in her book or something.
I know, right? Oh, yeah.
He's a
what the
speaking of fisting.
Oh, Christy Hemme is going to the prom.
Hey, it's a big show. They don't open up with the national anthem though, huh?
No, they're in Phoenix.
Oh, good point. They could have had Brooke sing it though. Seriously. That's what she's good at. That's all she's good at.
Singing the national anthem?
Brooke Hogan? Yeah.
In front of that many people?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about right.
About right.
Yeah. Is there more people in Bound for Glory than there are in a Tampa Bay Lightning game?
I think so.
Well, this year anyway. Oh, did he fuck up?
No, I don't think so. It looks sort of like it though. But it's actually smart to look
like
he's in coming out because
no wellness policy. Looks like he got into pretty decent shape.
Well, the thing about this is you open up with RVD coming out because he'll get a reaction, unlike this guy Zingaya. But it makes the show seem bigger because the first guy coming out gets a reaction. The reaction isn't in any way for what he's done in TNA, right?
So are you
sort of like, how many of these people are casual or have never seen a TNA, pay-per-view or matching, and I wonder. I mean, I think there's some people there who are like, oh, okay, well, this is like number two in WWE, let's go. So they recognize.
I don't think so.
Don't think so?
No. I think they're at a college campus building, right? So they can get a lot of college type people that would go and.
Right, but the point is they don't really know Zemine, they actually know RVD.
Well, that's what this was going to be. Remember that pay-per-view they went to, like, Cleveland or whatever, and fucking Big Papa Pump was the biggest star on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
In, like, the middle match or whatever? Yeah,
exactly, because people knew him from WCW.
Yeah, that's what this is going to be.
Yeah.
Look at all the NWO shirts in the fucking crowd.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've seen three.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I assume Rob Van Dam's
hair again looks awesome today.
I assume Rob Van Dam wins by DQ.
No.
Babyface wins and Z-Maya gets the title?
No, I think Babyface gets the title.
Think so?
I think he gets the title, yeah.
It just depends, I guess, maybe, yeah.
Jesse
Sorensen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with Jesse Sorensen, though. Jesse Sorensen. You follow that up with
matches against... Could Jesse Sorensen be there tonight? Oh, whatever. I can tell you this already. This crowd is hotter than the crowd of the last couple pay-per-views at the Impact Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Significantly.
Let's wait till Bobby Roode fights James Storm. And then I wonder what reaction they're going to get, right?
That's true. It's still hotter than one they had.
Right now it is, yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, they had no fucking reaction. Even RBD had no reaction last couple pay-per-views. We're crowdless. Dead. The last couple pay-per-views. Impact Zone.
Really? How would that go again?
I guess things like that on cue.
Oh, that's too bad. That'd be a hell of a talent.
That would be.
That would be how you see Howard Stern.
That'd be like a superpower.
That's true.
Simon again has a tremendous outfit.
Tremendous outfit, huh?
Look at that fucking thing.
Oh, that's a nice move. Dip up off that split that he does.
Hey, RVD can still do the splits, I'm surprised.
He's always been really, really flexible, and I don't think that ever really goes away. I think that's...
You don't think that goes away?
Well, I mean, it eventually goes away, but I don't...
Call them the state up of Marshmallow Man.
That's what I said, but he's looking better now. He's looking better today. To me, he looks...
He doesn't look better than he did 3 days ago.
He does!
3 days!
I don't know what it is. He looks better than he did.
Nah. He looks bloated. Slow and old. But he still does flex.
He's flamboyant.
Super!
Thanks for asking. That sucked.
That did suck.
Yeah, now here we go. This is Rob Van Dam. Rob Van Dam is gassed.
You think?
He's blown up. Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Guys just said yam bags.
Well, why do you say he's blown up? He's about to do some flippy flips.
Ooh, he's catching his breath. And when he jumped up to the top rope, he was sucking wind huge.
Boy, I didn't know this. Well, he's not doing a flippy flip, so there you go.
Oh, no, it's a work.
How old is he?
I don't know. Did they just say all of those things?
No.
Nice, a little hair.
Well, I'm going to look up how old he is.
That was Rob Van Dam there.
You fucking the move?
No, who made the move? The DDT? That was all Rob Van Dam.
I know, it's cool.
Being the top left right by the referee there is in one end of the shirt. See that?
No surprise. Gosh, I'm just driven like an exclamation point. Right on top of Van Dam's skull. Oh, we'll see how good Jazz is tonight.
We've already said yam bags.
That's true.
So,
it's
a positive. Let's be real. This is wrestling. What is Gold Dust there?
I don't see Gold Dust.
Right there.
Where?
A bald guy with Sting makeup. Oh, shit. Yeah,
that was actually kind of cool. He's effing pretty. Pretty effing dangerous. No, that was cool, man.
That was cool.
Yeah, he's,
Do people come from England for this?
He's 41. RVD turns 42 in December.
So there you go.
So, I mean, he's essentially that makes him the same age as Tara, and he looks much worse.
I don't know if he looks much worse.
Yes, he does.
Tara just looks makeuped up. I mean, it's different for the chick.
Ah, her body, too. Just, she looks worse. Let's put it this way. I'd rather fuck Tara than RBG.
Yeah, because you've already fucked RBG.
I needed the money.
Yeah, that's true. That's taboo.
Do you see his boot? It says Zima Ion Hairspray.
Nice. Is it arrogance?
That would be awesome. I wonder if that could be trademarked. It probably could call it arrogance, couldn't it?
It probably could be trademarked, actually.
I thought it was years. No, if you don't use something within 7 years or something, the trademark goes away. I don't think. I don't think it would be trademarked. I think it actually called it very arrogant.
Do you think it would ever have been trademarked?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes. They're always have been pretty, No, they've always been pretty hardcore about things like that, about trademarking things.
Yeah, but when would you have trademarked arrogance? It would have been like 1990.
Yeah.
Even then they were. Did they do that? You didn't hear about that kind of stuff back then, right?
No, so, they still would have, though.
I don't know.
I'd say Zinaya looks pretty good here. That last move,
he's looking pretty good.
Really is surprising to see the size difference though between the two. Huh?
Yeah, they obviously.
Because you don't think of RDD as being huge too.
No. But I mean, see, but to me, Rob Van Dam is like, I mean, especially here when he's got the abdominal stretch here, you can tell the size difference. But Rob Van Dam actually, to me, is a guy that was tailor-made for this X division when he talked about sort of weight limits, no limits, right?
Yeah.
Like, when it first came out or whatever, and they had a weight limit, but then I guess they've obviously dropped it, but this is for the title. But the thing is that, like, he has the style, right?
He always did.
Style,
yeah.
Right? So that's.
You say it's not the wrestler he once was. But
no,
he was. But absolutely, his style was X Division. As would have been Jeff Hardy.
think we can tell.
Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe. Yeah. Well, Jeff Hardy could fit into a cruiserweight, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Whereas, you know, like Joe and Rob Van Dam never could be considered cruiserweights, right?
No.
I should say never. I guess Rob Van Dam
again, RVD, but I mean, who's his most famous opponent? Would it be arguably Jerry Lynn, and how big was Jerry Lynn? Jerry Lynn was a cruiserweight.
Yeah. Well, then you mean Jeff Hardy? Oh, here comes the five star.
It's funny how I still think of his greatest opponent, his best known opponent, as being Jerry Lynn.
Yeah.
After all those years in the WWE.
Did you see it?
No, what is it?
Sorry about your damn luck.
Oh, did they screw
up? Yeah, yeah. James Storm is the new X Division champion.
Yeah, I told you RVD would win it.
Who's the Miz coming out?
I figured they'd want to make the crowd happy at first. Plus, what got me is it's kind of anti-climatic. Shoves up, hits the frog splash.
My mouth in.
How long was that? 8 minutes? 7?
Yeah, 8-9 minutes maybe. But I guess you're right. I mean, they have a title change, so they don't see the tag titles changing. So starting off with a tag title change, I mean, I don't know what you do with Dan. I mean, I guess you have more options on an X Division with Rob Van Dam than he's using my eye on right now.
Well, I mean, if Jesse Sorensen isn't coming back anytime soon, then you're better off having it with him.
Yeah,
I think the thing is, RVD could hold the belt is that the precedent that he could be in the X Division? Because he could hold the belt at a Destination X.
That's true.
And people would buy him challenging
for the title. Yeah,
they're not going to buy Zima Ion, even if he held it for a year. Really buying or getting it, I don't think.
Well, if they just give him some respect.
Yeah, maybe. On both our Facebook and Twitter. So when did I call those guys for the seats?
About 20 minutes ago.
So we're probably good to...
All night long tonight. I don't need money.
No. I'll put it on my debit. You got the... You got pay-per-view.
This is true.
It's all good.
Magnus, we've got a question.
I'll just watch Magnus talk to me.
Do you consider your match tonight the most important in your career thus far?
I want to hear this.
That's the biggest night for all of us, JB. It's the biggest night for you, the biggest night for me, the biggest night for the company. It's Bound for Glory. Phoenix, Arizona. Thousands in attendance, millions around the world, the biggest night of the year, the night that the Mac Daddy...
He's keeping his bullshit up.
...chance to become world...
Mac Daddy?
Mag Daddy.
But that's
Mag
not Daddy. Why it's the biggest night for me. It's because tonight, JB, I'm a free man. I have broken out a political prison. No more hiding behind Hulk Hogan for you, Samoa Joe. No more hiding behind the front office. So I have a question for you, my friend.
Awful.
How do you recover from the most devastating loss of your career?
I don't think it's awful. That's
all right. All right.
Does it remind you a little of Wade there?
He is now here at Bound for Glory.
Just the accent.
Just the accent? It reminds me a lot of Wade Barrett. I see a lot of...
I like, well, Wade Barrett's a better talker than Magnus.
Wade Barrett is a better talker, but he doesn't have a better look, and I don't know that he's a better worker. And I think Magnus can become a better talker. I think Magnus is younger.
Yeah, Magnus is definitely younger. Magnus is in his mid-20s.
He's like 25.
Yeah, exactly. So Wade Barrett's got to be, what, like 30? At least.
At least.
32, I'd probably say. I don't know, but...
I'll look it up when I get back.
Yeah, you just look it up. Because I will. Oh, yeah, go get us some food. I like food.
What do you got for beverage?
Beer.
Anything else?
More beer.
Okay, good.
And then we got more beer. And then please get the easy hit. Oh, I still have your Coke Zero. You found my stuff, right?
No, I got mine.
I got my name here, probably. I have to work tomorrow, too, now.
What do you got tomorrow?
I don't normally work buddies, but no, there's a lot of people working for us, so I said, remember, I'll get a day off.
Give me a day off
and lose sometime at some point, yeah.
Alright. Joe's getting a good reaction. These are two, look, here's two
champions?
No, no, this is two
unknowns, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, two TNA guys. Both, especially Joe's getting a good reaction.
Yeah,
that's actually a good sign for them.
So,
I want to see what kind of reaction they get when this music's off.
And now, do you think they'll do a big play deal thing for this?
No.
No, they already announced it, but they won't.
No. I don't think they'll do that for anything.
Well, I think they will for the... I don't think they will for anything. For Aries and...
I think they will. You think that's what we'll get...
get JB, yeah, for Aang. Yeah, they do that. Especially for Bound for Glory. They'll do it. They do it for a turning point for folks.
That's what they're chanting. That's what I want to ground for.
So these are fans from 2005.
A few.
Yeah, the ones in the front row.
Oh, they got a big standing ovation. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, here's the leaving, even though this is a match I actually want to see. Fuck you.
Oh, they just fucked up the bell ringing, too. Oh, yes, here we go. It's going to be interesting, this... this is a match that I'd like to see normally Magnus win, but I don't want Joe to lose so soon in his medal reign is the only problem with it. But decent back and forth. Yes. But the game plan for Magnus is right out here, part of the 12th and all. I'm sure that that is something that is still in the back of the mind. The feeling out process, if you will. So while Momo's gone, I can actually talk about how fat he is, because I don't like to do that when he's not around. But, I mean, the word rotund is thrown around far. Far too often. It's really half the time I think I'm doing the show with Rhoda's play without the charisma. But here it comes. They're doing this slow kind of walk around feel out process in this match to get it going. I don't know. The crowd's definitely better than an Impact Zone crowd, I will say. Oh, nice move by Joe. Follow up kick in the corner, an Enziguri kick to the face in the corner. Magnus checking to see if he had any teeth that were moving around. Interesting looking crowd though. So, you know, you got NWO. There you got some of the RVD. Some people have like 8 Factor shirts on, so that's. That's a good sign. I'd love to know the actual attendance number, though. Oh, cheap shot by Magnus. To get the advantage here, and now we're going to go to town on that. Suck of the man. When you see that sense of urgency, how Magnus will hit the kill. What a shot. What the heck? Surprisingly, by Magnus. The clothesline that just dipped the chin. I'm not too surprised. I mean, Magnus is doing quite well here. Big kid. I mean, big muscular, tall guy, but very athletic, very quick. Okay, they're going to Magnus sucks chat now. UK
guy, right? They only say feet-footed in the UK?
Nice leapfrog.
So impressive for a guy his size. First the leapfrog and then the jumping.
Impressive for a guy this size. Again, nice. I don't think he's that big. But, all right.
If you had jumped behind me, Magnus like 6'4", 6'5", he's even taller than me. And it just gets that knee up there.
Correct.
It just gets that knee connecting on the jaw of Joe.
Taz, 6'4", 6'5". Magnus is even taller than me. That's just fine to me because Taz is really short. Yeah, it's getting one, two count only for Magnus. I don't know. Magnus is starting to slow down. I think like a little bit of Let's Go Joe chant starting now.
The offense of Magnus. The deliberate moves, yet so effective.
The other thing about Moen also being fat, he's not that bright. So, this is like basically, when he's not around, and even when he is, because, you know, he isn't that bright, we do call him Lightbulb because he's quite dim. But that's the other thing. I was going to say that you may not know about Mo, but if anybody's actually listening to the show, it's obviously not going to be difficult to figure something like that out. I would think he'd have to be living under Dwayne Johnson, not to know that, right? So maybe Danny Johnson doesn't know. But everybody else knows.
Definitely had a teamwork thing rolled out of
the bomb. Oh, reverse atomic drop off the top rope by Joe and Senton there. Get him going. Not enough for the three count. This is a decent methodical match going on here. This is nothing as so we got a this is awesome chance going on. This is awesome. Looks like we're at bar, but oh, single leg crab. No, he's going to an STF. Ryan Stifler is the referee, apparently. Whoa, he's got a Rings of Saturn on Magnus right now. That's awesome. He can't tap Magnus, but he's saying no. But this is getting into the ropes. He's getting his foot to the ropes here pretty quick. There. There we go. He's put on the foot on the ropes to get that. Yeah, but that was a great series there.
Have to be on your body wall to weigh down, and Magnus has dodged a big
support. And you can sense that by the look on the face of the challenger. Straight to the corner. Usually that means muscle buster time.
Magnus got the eyes. Magnus
got a block. You may have telegraphed the move there.
What a great move for the eyes. I don't care how big you are. You're going to a man's eyes, you're going
to
stop.
That was a back punch or a chop to the chest.
Oh.
Magnus really did not have good separation in terms of those forearm shots.
Oh, like Church and State.
Perfectly placed knee.
That knee was right in the mouth of Samoa Joe. Right on the jaw, right on the bone. Joe might be knocked out here, Mike.
With Joe down, Magnus decides now's the time to go high risk. And gets the top throat elbow drop.
There you go,
champion, my friend.
He covers. And extends, puts the bar leg.
Wow. Nearest all that.
But he just did not get the three count. Magnus can't understand how he didn't become TV champ.
Oh.
He screams at Joe to get up.
Whenever Mo gets a two count, it's a clear fall. Well, 10 for Joe now. Joe's looks like he's cut on his back there.
By Joe, these shots. Oh,
there he goes. You're naked. Oh, we're doing the float over pin. One, two. Oh, no, nice. Thought they were going to do that. Bret Hart's Roddy Piper WrestleMania 8 finish there. Oh, float over, back into the rear naked again. Cole Kina clutch. Oh, hit him with a jawbreaker.
Well, Joe's not hiding what he's trying to do. He keeps going for that rear choke.
Oh, clip the Magnus. Clip
that knee there.
In this match, a lot of time here.
Think of the potential for injury as Joe driving in pain.
Go for the leg. Did you go for a finger four here? No, he flipped him right into the rear naked.
Great find the leg, nice. The middle of the ring.
That's it. Still wins.
Wow, what a match!
Samoa Joe wins.
Awesome match! Great show.
I met his circumcised cousin the other day, Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe,
he's kind of a whiny fellow. Queens. Agnes is up already, you know? Nice finish, though. Move him right in. Yeah. I really like that match. The only way it makes it even better that I like the match is now I can rub things in both of them. Good match. And he missed me. I'll only mention that 17 times. Possibly 18. Crowd in a little bit. Good match.
Everybody's off to get started. Two decent matches.
So, I mean, this match, I think, is really good.
Come up next here at Bound for Glory, a matchup 1 year in the making.
Oh, fuck.
With special guest enforcer King Mo, it is the Cowboy James Storm versus my guest at this time, the It Factor, Bobby Roode, set to do battle in a street fight.
Bobby Roode.
12 months. 1 long year.
No shit.
This has been building. But let's face it. This hatred between James and I has been going on a lot longer than 1 year. We've hated each other our entire career. And King Mo, if you think you're going to get in my face, if you think you're going to stop the It Factor from ending James Storm's career here tonight at Bound for Glory, you have another thing coming.
Okay.
James Storm, need I remind you that you have never, ever beat me as a matter of fact.
Again.
Oh. The last time I beat you was at lockdown inside the steel cage. And after that, you took your ball and you went home.
Like Steve Austin.
Well, after I kick your ass here tonight and end your career, I'm sending you home.
In an ambulance.
Forever.
All right, it is up next, the street fight. Let's take a very special look at James Storm versus Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode?
10 years to build a company. 4 years
right.
To build a friendship.
Magic.
James Storm, Bobby Roode. Beer Money. You know, the tag team that put tag team.
Well, let's see if they see the fight starter after that.
I'll stop at nothing.
Beer Money.
Absolutely not.
Bobby Roode, you've taken
this from a personal. They definitely have lots of footage they can use.
I just want to kick the crap out of you.
Oh, man, I forgot
about
that.
Let me just perfectly clear to you, Storm. You will never.
Ever.
Be as good as me.
Okay.
As long as we
infect the arena. Oh, yeah, that is so. Shit.
This is
my robot.
It was a really good match.
I'll watch it later.
Yeah, you should definitely, actually. It's
back, everyone. You know, we're stuck with Abby all by yourself. Sorry I had to do that. And I think I ordered a card instead of an extra large. Oh, yeah. Large is what we need to. Yeah, yeah.
I would die to save my daughter's life. I would die to save any of my family members' life. My best friend. I'm not gonna die for the wrestling match.
I still don't understand that promo.
Me either.
Team Mo is the special enforcer in the hit factor of professional wrestling, Bobby Roode, faces Tiger James Storm in a street fight.
He was the driving force behind this decision. MMA superstar, King Mo, is special for this matchup. You know that King Mo is not going to be intimidated.
It's a big show here.
Intimidate that man right there. Totally agree with that. So I think this is the perfect
game. You think that right there is more feedback than you know you can do
around here? Could be.
God damn, his outfit looks stupid.
Oh, I know. Fucking bargain basement.
And then he's sitting there, still shadow boxing as the enforcer. Is he going to be in the ring making a count and stuff? But like I said, I don't think there's ever been a Bound for Glory without. Like, Angle was a. Yeah, Angle was an enforcer. Let's say, Foley was one. I think Sting.
Yeah.
I think Joe. I don't think they've ever had a Bound for Glory without this gimmick.
No.
It's lame.
No, it totally is.
Who was last year?
I don't know.
Some fucker.
Probably.
That this man, Bobby Roode, used over the head of his former tag team partner, the Cowboy James Storm.
Well, my view is about the Raw Heavyweight Championship more than anything, because that's all it was about for this man,
Bobby.
No reaction to this guy.
No, that's not really wrong. Yeah.
Especially the heel, though. More reaction than King Mo got.
Who wrong?
Hey, heads are there, so.
When you, well, they're both there. He's wearing his fucking Walmart, outfit again.
I don't need to turn it down. It's just the, music is loud, but whatever. Yeah,
maybe it's doing that for a while.
Oh, this is music I actually don't want you to turn down. Damn, how many months ago was it that Team Mo was announced as being there?
Oh god, it was a while ago, wasn't it?
It was months ago. He's been in training in like OVW and stuff.
Well, no, he had a staph infection, a knee injury.
Oh, and wasn't he also suspended for steroids?
Probably. I'm pretty sure, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but he couldn't train in OVW until, like, a month ago,
okay. But all this time, though, to get him good gear and good music, and that's what they came up with.
Oh, well, yeah.
The wings are okay.
Yeah, yeah. They're not overly, kind of beauty, but other than that.
A little puny, but it tastes okay.
Yep.
That's what my mom said.
Really?
Huh.
You shouldn't fuck your mom.
No, no, she said it about you.
Oh.
I don't fuck my mom.
You're not from Virginia.
No.
To assist Earl Hitchner in case things get out of control.
Danish.
I don't know if it was pizza.
I guess this has been a long time coming. Just these 2 minutes. It's come to a head, and we're at that head right now.
All right. You Dutch are all the same. They have a ramp to the ring. Notice that.
All those years of being
well, it was good. No, I guess not like that. It's a ramp that goes directly to the ring, like old WCW.
Yeah,
it's not
to the champion's ramp.
Yeah.
It looks like it's like metal.
It's to help the Hogan get in and out without looking stupid.
Maybe it's like one of those like things at the airport.
Yeah, it's
a walking sidewalk for Hogan to get to the ring.
You know what they should have done? It's one of those carts, like WrestleMania 3.
Yes, for this arena.
Yes.
Or this, whatever this is.
That holds like 800 people.
Yeah. Street
fight rules. Sorry, I don't know how many people. Gotta be more than that.
There's a few thousand people. I would say 4,000 people.
Yeah.
I
guess they're WrestleMania.
I mean, you gotta remember, I mean, when you talk about, you know, crowds and shit, I mean, when I was looking at, like, what WWE just did there, Ontario run through when they were in Montreal and shit, and their house shows in like Sarnia and stuff, Ontario, and we're drawing 2,500 people.
Shit, you're kidding.
No.
And that's what, they're only running one house show now, right?
I'm not sure, actually. I think they're starting that.
Who was on top on that one?
Oh, that is Mo.
I do like the name.
King?
King Mo likes anybody. King Mo likes anybody.
No business. Oh, I thought they were listening to the show. They said, I don't think Mo likes anybody.
Yeah, that's pretty much true then.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, he's just looking stupid.
Wait,
the joke I know you want to make there.
What? About you being stupid?
No.
I made that while you were gone. And I only made one Jew joke while you were gone.
Yeah. We mentioned the... I don't know, you wouldn't have heard it yet, but we do talk about how this is a thought back.
Uh-huh. That's why there's only one Jew joke. Look at that old woman in the crowd. I think she just got lost.
No, old women love wrestling.
That one doesn't.
Yeah. Look at Christy Hemme.
There's your reputation to move. Are you kidding me? I'm just pointing right at it. Somebody should have given me a longer.
We got a glass table here or what?
Oh my God, but it's been a storm.
I think so. No.
It looks like there's way this.
No, I just meant that spot wasn't going to happen there.
Oh, I see. Well, there's another table beside it, though.
Fighting back with an elbow shot.
Yeah, they're nice tables.
Look at the TV built right into them.
Yeah.
See the
catapult. Another reason why it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, this is a street fight, right? So,
yeah, I don't remember.
Listening to the reaction is damn good thing this isn't the main event, because there is not much heat. Oh, there he's juicing.
Oh, there's the jizzers there, yeah. Joe was looked like cut a little bit hard way on his back there in the match, but really great finish.
In what move?
I didn't see what he was. I just all of a sudden it was like, oh shit, it looks like he's kind of cut.
Yeah, Storm don't
even know where the hell he's at.
I hate that he double juice. I hate it when people juice from the shot to the slingshot shot to the padded turnbuckle post.
Oh yeah, no.
Just looks stupid.
This is what a street fight is all about.
I beg to
the hot ones are pretty hot.
Storm
cruise
right on it.
What do you think?
This is kind of what we envisioned.
Well, Tanae just said this is what a street fight is all about.
Oh.
I thought it was...
No.
It's a
weakest
score.
What's the worst street fight ever?
This one?
Nah.
Well.
I mean, it is the Legion of Doom and Ahmed against the Nation of Domination, isn't it?
But he just went right back down.
WrestleMania, what?
13.
13?
That one was, yeah, pretty bad. That one
made up for it.
Well, see, that one had multiple plunders. There were, like, tons of guys, though, with those nation jobbers that they had.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, the leader of Aces and H, D-Lo Brown.
If that's the payoff, it's going to be fucking awful.
Oh, man.
He can be in it, but the leader, him? I mean, even being in it won't mean hardly anything. He's D.L. Brown, fuck's sakes.
Oh, yeah, him meaning in it, him being in it would mean fucking awful.
That was an awful looking spot.
That's an awful looking match. I liked it.
It's because he sold it like it actually hurt.
Why? Well, yeah, I don't know. That's what his job is.
True.
Oh, he's going to miss.
Great job, buddy.
Bobby, yeah, it is a metal man.
Mm-hmm.
Storm coming, got himself out of the way. Man, I'll tell you what. I mean,
man.
Gabe Storm is just bleeding. buckets out there.
So you can tell the three people in the crowd that are wearing a Rob Van Dam yellow shirt.
Sense the intentions.
Stand out. The shirt I actually really like is the new Dolph Ziggler shirt.
Outside in shoulder.
I don't remember.
It's like blue and yellow, I think.
Fuck, he's bleeding a lot.
Yeah.
Here's one of the things about getting juice. He did it too early. And a lot of times people get juice too early nowadays.
Well, in this case, I always think getting juice is too late. Because OJ really doesn't mean as much as he used to.
That's true. Remember when WCW wanted to bring him in?
Yeah, to do a lie detector test or something?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
No, that was Russo, wasn't it?
I think it was Russo, but it's still WCW. Wasn't it?
I don't know. For some reason, someone voted to do a lie detector test on Raw or on pay-per-view.
It was a pay-per-view thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
That's when they wanted people to buy their products. Tim Storm just used the guy's crutch. He gave it back to him.
But not like a crutch, like a broken ankle. Like he doesn't have a leg crutch.
Oh, a walking brace, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
So I guess,
so this will mean even more. All those shots to the head. Have you listened to a Chris Benoit fucking show?
Yeah, no kidding. I was about to say.
What a retard.
I guess they haven't banned that move in TNA.
This is just as violent.
Jesus. I mean, don't get me wrong. The trash can lid is not as bad to the head as a chair. Bad enough, though.
That is a fucking criminal, man. Well, it's getting to this is awesome, sir. Oh, my God.
Oh, because it does feel like a fight. But still.
I guess it really isn't going to be. This is the Plunder match then, eh? On the show? Like, Abyss, there's no Abyss match or nothing, you know what I mean?
Well, no, the Ace is an Ace match, it'll be a Plunder match.
I guess, you know.
But yeah, otherwise, you're right.
As much as it is, it's going to be difficult for Storm.
I don't know if this pizza is as good as the one we had the other night.
I don't know either. I think it's good.
Nope.
No. Bobby Roode is now bladed.
I don't think so. I think he's just got Storm's blood on him.
No. He definitely cut on his head there. See?
Oh, you're right.
And he's got the line. Like, he didn't do it well.
I think it's too early for the blood. But
too early in the pay-per-view?
In the match, still.
Oh, fuck.
That Benoit Triple H Shawn Michaels match at Mania, where Shawn got the hard way cut?
Yeah.
That's what Storm looks like.
Yeah,
literally your crimson mask.
Oh, yeah. My Canadian is fast. I got out.
He's like 60 years old. There it is.
Oh, there's a Spanish power table. It's just, I got a holy shit moment. It's a very good crowd for them.
For them, this is a good crowd. Look, these guys are trying hard. But this is just kind of...
It looked like Storm was trying to super...
Well, it's ugly leader was trying to chant. This is awesome chant.
That was it. That was just casual spearing.
And she apparently succeeded. She succeeded.
Yeah.
That's her official name.
Ugly leader.
How was Taylor James kick out there?
I'm thinking, these people are draws probably going to get in later. Uh-oh. King Ho has to come to the game.
Nuts.
Oh, code breaker.
Another move stolen.
That's wrestling. He said a feeling a little last call. At first I thought he said a feeling a little last storm. Mm-hmm. And then he hit him with a super kick.
Mm-hmm.
So either way it works.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone here.
Bubba Roode versus Lance Storm would be a great match.
That's what he would.
Leave your dog the fuck off, will you?
Really fuck off.
Thank you.
Well, I don't remember the last time I've seen that happen, Mike. I gotta tell you.
See, now, Lance Storm
that was damn impressive right
could
there.
Be the cousin
to kick out.
Of James Storm.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't put a bag in there yet, so yeah, you just put it in here.
Looks like the Cowboys got Roode in his sights. Went to the last call again.
Lance Storm, the cousin of James Storm, the same way Lance Von Erich was the cousin of all the other Von Erichs.
Roode can't believe it. How the hell did Storm do that?
He just writes itself.
You got me, man. I don't know.
Phoenix Raiders should hire you.
There's a whole lot of hell out here.
They really should.
Now,
they really should.
You can sense the confidence in Roode as he elevates and lifts Storm to the top corner. Every right hand, the blood just flows.
Just imagine the size of a wound in the head of the Cowboy.
There's a cheese grater there.
There's a cheese grater. Of course, everybody's just waiting for King Mo's next spot.
That's why the street fight.
That was a cheese grater, sure.
The brotherhood they had.
Could be.
The National Born Killer play?
The hell is he doing? Right now, the Cowboys still.
He does look a little like New Jack.
Yeah.
Chair.
I don't think he found what he was looking for.
Hanging on for life up in the corner.
Still haven't found.
Well,
yes, he didn't. He just. Yeah, like, you don't look that hard for a chair.
He just wants to wear
a no, that hard is facts.
Told you, this isn't wrestling tank.
Yeah, apparently. Yes.
What is this?
It is a street fight.
Crap, what do you think of it, you retard?
And
who said what is this?
Timmy.
Those attacks, folks.
By the way, those attacks. Folks,
sharp tacks.
Apparently they're tacks.
Apparently they're big.
You know, brass tacks.
Storm.
Kind of like me, except for on brass balls.
Here comes the superplex.
They should get that looked at.
He's only top of the way. All the way to the top.
Funny thing about my brass balls is they're blue. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
There it is. It was obvious.
Yeah. I can understand you being brass, because you kind of like Buddha.
Sticking in the back of Roode. Oh, God, that's kind of hard.
He said we're there.
Is he going to do an elbow drop in Roode?
It's the elbow drop.
Yep.
Get it, come on. Here we go. One,
no.
Two.
Because you're waiting for King Mosfar.
Do you think Lance Storm approved of that cover?
Just when you think you've seen
probably him. Not.
Just when you think the storm's got him again. No luck. Roode's still alive.
Get that low pull right there again. All illegal.
That's right.
All illegal.
Fuck.
Tacks over his body. Bobby Roode's got tacks in his rear end. He's got tacks in his upper back, elbow, everything.
Low road, cheap shot.
Got
tacky. Kind of like Eric Young.
Kind of. That rash that he has. Has.
This is really what started. This is what started this rivalry between these two. The smashing of the beer bottle.
This is not what started the rivalry, you dumb fuck. Former tag team partners. This is what.
No, but then others.
It didn't start the rivalry.
It kind of did.
No, it didn't. What it did was it enhanced the rivalry. Or reignited the rivalry.
No, no, they're talking about back, like, after Bound for Glory last year.
Oh, okay.
Because they showed that in the promo video. That match. That's what started. It was the beer bottle. Yes, it's what enhanced it last month.
Now he should be bleeding. So cheering for one more
time, one more beer bottle will smash.
The problem is that there's only one gimmick beer bottle. Okay, so King Mo is fuck all.
Well, it's not over yet. Well, the match is over, but they haven't come to the back yet. I'm actually surprised by that.
Yeah, match would be over almost 2 seconds.
Man, that was gruesome. That was glory. That was just nasty. So we're 3 for 3 with the babyface wins.
Good point. Physicality and violence in that street
fight. They got one gangsta law. Well, nothing yet on the team. It took him a year. But the cowboy. Yeah, you missed that part where Bobby Lewis. It's been one long year, and I think she asked.
And he was in the ring. He was waiting for him to do something.
Well, now that Rude is in the ring, isn't he?
No.
Gonna walk around the American Dream. Even the special influencer King Mo shaking his hand. He can't believe what he just witnessed tonight at Bound for Glory. Oh boy, I cannot.
What a fucking waste! His entire thing was to get pushed once and then push the other guy a second time.
Yeah.
In the middle of the, or push a guy back.
Yeah, go to.
And not even knock him down in the middle of the match.
Yeah.
And then in no way play it for the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or afterwards. Like, fuck sakes.
They just stand in there.
If you are a King Mo player fan and pay to see him,
seriously, no.
How does this get him over? Does this do anything for anybody?
Well, it basically ends. I mean,
yeah. If he hadn't been there, it would be more effective.
No, he said, how does this do anything for anybody? Doesn't do anything for King Mo. For King Mo.
Boogie Woogie Man there.
Yeah. No one is MMA elite gear that you buy at Walmart.
He doesn't make that much in TNA.
It's true.
That was stupid. Match was okay. Finished with the right finish. The whole King Mo thing was stupid.
Yeah.
Your one night here we go. Bring this lazy back. It turned out to be a full-time
job here at Impact Wrestling. Joey Ryan, are you set for this match?
I didn't think he had a job on the line, did he? That was just a one-night thing.
I don't want to shout. I just want to speak the truth.
If I beat a 50-year-old retired wrestler, I deserve a contract.
I should have been handed a contract before I even competed on Gut Check. But I went through with the match. And I became a worldwide trend on Twitter. And 87% of the TNA audience said yes to Joey Ryan. You were there, you know. But because Al Snow and the other Gut Check judges feel like they know what the audience wants more than the audience themselves, I got told no. Now how asinine is that? But tonight it all changes. Tonight, if I, when I defeat Al Snow,
a very overscripted promo,
a full-time member of the Impact Wrestling roster.
My Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
Now they say opposites attract.
Well, Well, don't put it away. I'll make some more.
Al Snow, a disgusting man.
You like it?
Known for carrying around into a severed head. And on the other hand, you have Joey Ryan.
How long since Snow had his last match?
And his movie
I think it was the last time he had a match was when Joey Ryan started talking.
Al Snow.
A lifetime ago.
Yeah.
And Joey Ryan. That means I have home field advantage.
When was he a commentator on?
Politicking will not save you tonight.
Yeah.
Like
I'm sure he's had like some independent match or something since then, I imagine.
Oh, I'm sure.
Joey Ryan is bringing Sleazy back to Bound for Glory.
Alright, it's coming up next.
What I like is that he says he's going to have home field advantage. I'll be curious to see if he does. I mean, I can't imagine he will.
He's on the last boat.
Rockstar career.
Yeah, he won't though. Star
good
star.
The one constant that comes to the front view of
me that I wanted to be when I grow up. It was the one thing that I never lost. It was the one thing that I've always got. It's one thing that's in my heart forever.
Joey Ryan is money, and where I come from, you don't leave money on the table because somebody else might come by and pick it up. 87% of fans said yes, and they said no. That's a problem with this company. They don't care if fans. I have the confidence, I have the ability, and I have the 87 percenters behind me. Joey Ryan is bringing Sleazy back live on Spike TV, live in the Impact Zone. How am I going to tell you how much there is? Not this guy again. Joey Ryan at ringside.
You wanted an opportunity, then you're going to fight me to get it.
You are an executive representing this company. You're not a wrestler anymore. So when some guy comes in here, doesn't earn a contract, and still wants to come in disrupt, gets under your skin, what do? You're the unprofessional one. You put your hands on him, only an executive hitting an uncontracted wrestler. You understand?
I made a mistake.
You made a big mistake, Al. So I expect you to fix it.
I would like to, on the behalf of our team,
working nothing Green Bay?
Yeah.
I kind of think they're going to win this one, so I'm not surprised.
Two throw touchdowns by Rodgers, one to James Jones, so I'm actually in the lead in that one now.
Well, who's the other one to?
I didn't see.
I just saw this name. What kind of shape do you think that Snow is in?
I don't know. They say that two. It's hard to tell because there are two snowflakes, so it's the same.
So this was originally going to be with Taz. Would it have worked better?
Yeah, because Taz is more.
Taz would have been better.
Well, Taz is more over with the cross, right?
No. But as far as Plan B is concerned, they did alright. They had Snow there, actually, for Plan B. Since Taz... Makes you wonder if Taz doesn't replace Flair, if it's going to be Flair.
Yeah, that's true.
That's probably that was probably the original plan.
Uh-huh. Absolutely right.
That's okay. Garbage just fell, but didn't spill.
That's right. Speaking of...
I hope that's Al Snow's music. That is not 70s porn star music for a rap. Yeah, I know. That's not the right music for him.
No, it's not. Nice Twitter.
That is fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
He's got the Twitter logo on his crotch.
Yes.
Black tights with the Twitter logo. We may have our show picture.
But that's his porn thing, is that he's bringing Sleazy back?
Yeah.
See, if I was a wrestler...
He's a 70s porn star. That's his gimmick.
See, if I was a wrestler, I would... I'd have a board game gimmick. Then I'd be bringing Parcheesi back. Oh. He's wearing Vince McMahon's tights.
Yeah, it really is. Totally the wrong music for Ryan, though.
Was it the same music as Al Snow? Did the music actually change?
It did, but barely. It sounds more like a little more like RVD's music. He's in shape, though.
Oh,
I mean, more so than SoCal Val.
absolutely on Ed Norton. SoCal Val.
What's that?
It's not SoCal, thank you.
That fucker.
Yes, you would.
You wouldn't you?
Yes. I'd fuck everything.
I know. Leave my grandma alone.
No. He's got that Dutch thing going on.
Yeah. I think she's flexible even though she's old.
I know. Well, even if she wasn't. Jordy Nelson got the other touchdown.
We saw where Al Snow outsmarted Joey Ryan. Joey thought he was getting a full-time contract.
Who ended up winning the game between the Niners and the Giants?
Oh, the Giants killed him.
I thought so.
I think, yeah. At least they were when I stopped watching. Shouldn't say that. It would be like a massive comeback. How bad is it that you have that, you're, that Al Snow outsmarted you?
That's bad. What the fuck?
26-3. Wait, what's he going rushing? Is he going in referee's position or what?
No, well, amateur wrestling position, right?
Yeah, referee's position.
To you, Al is putting it to the people at home.
Al, thank you. Al is a definitely. Listen, outside of the ring.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
If you're bringing Sleazy back, you kick him in the gut.
Oh, no, it's not that type of Sleazy.
Oh, my God.
Are you still got a chance and he hasn't done anything yet?
No.
That's awesome. This is what I hate.
You know what Chad said?
What?
You're telling Joey Ryan that he still got it.
I was then going to point out the experience Ed Spinell still also has, if you don't mind.
Larry tried the kick to the gut.
Al showing his experience was slipping Joey's. No one's there.
That's not that bad, but... I'm worried. I always worry when they tell a guy he's still got it that he's going to think he actually got one last run then.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't think Allison was that dumb.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
And I also don't know that they would let him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that part I'd be pretty sure of. Eric Bischoff's kind of a dick, right? So
yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't. He has no emotional attachment to Al Snow whatsoever.
That was pretty funny right there.
Yeah,
right.
Pointed at him and get slapped.
But you would do something like that in a match this important?
That was fucked up.
Yeah. You're cut. Oh, a hip toss. Wow, they hate each other.
Here's the thing.
Where's head?
So oh.
It's been that way.
Did you go for the snowplow?
No. The thing is that if Al Snow is looking good, it's because all because of Joey Ryan right now. He's totally doing all the movement around him. Yeah, bumping for him really well.
Well, but now, but this is an indie match right now. Body slam, we saw a hip toss, now we got a takeover.
Actually, it's an actual wrestling match. You're just not used to seeing that anymore.
This is an indie match.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Indie match is all flippy-doo and no psychology.
No, this
is nothing
this
like
is
that.
Your, yes, it is. This is your...
No, it's not. This is not. Way this more is your, psychology than you see in indie.
No, okay. No, you're... Yeah, this is way more psychology.
It has way more psychology you see in an indie match.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what a fucking indie match is because you don't go to indies.
Oh, yeah, I know, not like you.
Yeah, well, I'm watching my fucking internet and
you're a fucking
TV,
retard.
Whatever.
This is the fucking... If Al Snow on the fucking indies is doing this match...
No,
he's not doing...
Not.
Oh, Al Snow's doing flippy doos.
No.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, he's doing flippy doos because he goes on the independents and he does flippy doos.
He cares so much.
He's
fucking...
He's flippy doos. So he hasn't done an indie match then. You were saying he must have done an indie match.
Hey, no, I'm not an indie
match. Every indie match does flippy doos.
No.
Al Snow cannot be on the indies ever.
Indie match.
Oh yeah, trust
up.
You.
Well, fuck, shut the fuck up.
No, okay, see, that's the thing. Is
here's the thing.
Without
Al Snow,
if that was
the
indie
match, Al Snow doesn't do that on the independents
because every independent match is a flippy do match, and Al Snow can't do flippy do, so he can't be on the independents. It's the same reason that the only person that we ever pay to see go on the independents is the Honky Tonk Man, because the Honky Tonk Man does nothing but hurt piranhas and moonsaults
and he does that 450 that he calls the heartbreak.
That's awesome.
That is tremendous there. He makes some noise.
This is not an indie match.
Look at that. That was indie crap calculator is what that was.
That was, I'll give you that one. But no, in an indie match, Al Snow doesn't take this many bumps.
I've never even been to India.
Or Indiana.
Well, why would I do that?
No, exactly. I'd go to India.
How about Andrew Luck?
What happens if you run into Stephen Ajami? Oh, you have to act like you don't know him.
I'd probably hurt myself. I ran into Stephen Ajami.
I don't know, you guys are about the same size.
True. He would hurt himself if you ran into Stephen Ajami.
Fucking right, so you'd go right through it and be the pounce.
Well, a backdrop. Never seen that last. Well, it was on the Independence.
Well, you know, you haven't seen any Independence.
I have. Uh-oh. Oh, he does the head deal. What's those head books?
Joey Ryan is doing a good job selling for him.
Oh, he's doing the Jimmy Corderas Bret Hart spot. The chest hair claw.
I remember that.
After Stone Cold screwed Bret Hart out of the Royal Rumble victory there, 97. There it is, snowplow.
Thing is, this is stupid because fucking Joey Ryan needs to win. Okay, I didn't think he's kicking out there. I did not think he's cooking out of fucking Al Snow's move.
You always gotta go get head. Nobody had a clue that that was his finisher, though. Not even the announcers.
That's true. But, head has gotta be copyright by WWE. That I'm positive of.
I don't know, they just released Kelly Kelly.
Good point.
Well, I guess Al found head on the top of the ring. Oh, Kelly Kelly's that going for glory.
Yeah.
Oh,
buddy.
Joey's in trouble.
This is a no DQ match?
No. Come on, Stifler. Oh, man. Joey Ryan from
behind shoves Stifler right behind the referee. This match is falling off the cliff as soon as it went for him. I still have to say, I'm actually surprised. I really
think even got started.
I don't think it's been that bad, but I legitimately think that WWE would have had copyrighted. I'm positive of that.
They obviously don't care.
Well, apparently.
It even says, help me.
He's kissing head.
He's making out with the mannequin.
He's bringing fucking Sleazy back.
You and Tess at the same time.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
I love
that.
That
is a good thing.
Who was it that used to do that? Oh, Finley. Finley.
Oh, Finley, yeah. Al Snow's younger brother.
Yeah. A step ahead.
See what he did there?
See what he did?
What?
Tess said he was a step ahead.
Oh, what did he do there?
You see what it was?
That he's a step ahead?
That's it. That's what he did there.
Oh. What's that?
Nothing.
Snap Morgan.
I didn't see him coming, so that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
So this is meaning that he's not a member of Aces and Eights, or what?
I never actually thought that he would be, but...
Well, they were talking about it, though.
Well, now you can have Al Snow versus D'Lo Brown matches.
Yay! Were they tag team partners a bunch of them?
Al Snow and D'Lo Brown?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Sure?
No.
They ever worked the program?
Maybe for like a European title or something. So Matt Morgan and Joey Ryan, maybe? Looks that way? Unless he,
I think he's gonna fucking
let you get a print photo or whatever.
That's what I expect. We'll give him the what is probably the elevator.
I don't know what it is. Well, now he's gonna.
That's fucking funny. The crowd actually legitimately laughed.
Joey Ryan just grabbed his leg so he couldn't get kicked.
But in a different way than you would expect.
Okay, now he's they're shaking hands, but of course he's going to get pulled back and he's going to get whatever black hole slammed or whatever the heck it's called.
Oh, it's hot. What they're pushing here, though, is that Joey Ryan didn't know it was happening.
Well, I guess they're technically both a couple of outsiders, because this is Joey Ryan's only contract just for tonight, right?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the point is that they're saying that, like, that they're getting off. But Joey Ryan didn't know the guy was coming out, so...
Well, you know, Matt Morgan had to be there because Bound for Glory is brought to me by some direct auto insurance.
True. There we go.
Oh, here we go.
Time to shut up and listen. This looks great. World Tag Team Champions of the World.
I'm concerned with all those troglodytes on Twitter. All they want is, can I get a follow? Can I get a retweet? No. You see, unlike Kurt and AJ, unlike the team of Nacho Libre, we're not influenced by Twitter. Jeremiah, we're not influenced by the fans. In fact, a lot of people around here, well, they consider us a bad influence. And you know what? We're good with that.
A bad influence? Well, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. An influence, as in we are the straws that serve the drink. We're in the position where the ladies want to see us and the fellas want to be us. They want what we have. They want to be where we are. And they're green with envy, just like my drink of choice. Kurt and AJ, Chavo Guerrero III, Sean Hernandez Jr., we've already beaten both you guys one at a time. Well, now they've tried to stack the deck against us. They put you both in the ring with us at the same time. 3 days ago, Hulk Hogan puts us in a match with Sting and Bully Ray where they commit physical crimes against us. But you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Because now, on the biggest stage of Impact Wrestling's history... Your World Tag Team Champions of the World, the best tag team in the business. We're going to eat you alive and wash you down with a delicious, delicious beverage.
Adios, amigos.
That was weird.
That was.
When these warriors step in between the ropes, this ring becomes a battlefield.
Wow, yeah.
Become gladiators.
How old did he look?
The winner of this fight will be determined by the team that can overcome adversity, hardship, and suffering.
I think it would be great if from underneath, because they keep going to under the ring for all these matches.
The first ever.
Yeah, but Kaz goes under the ring and grabs a bucket of Popeye's chicken and hits AJ over the head with it.
Past us? He could just walk under the ring. He doesn't have to. Oh, okay.
That works, Hornswoggle.
Isn't that where...
No, well, you missed that part when...
Taz is not as tall as Hornswoggle.
In the Samoa Joe Magnus match, Magnus did a leapfrog, and Tanae's like, wow, that's an impressive maneuver for a guy his size. And Taz goes, yeah, Magnus, 6'4". He's a little taller than I am.
Can the tradition and heritage of this team carry on the Guerrero Dynasty's quest towards another championship?
There'll be a trail of tears there in Phoenix, Arizona. Put the boots on and lace them up tight, boys, because we're bringing it.
The man who will stop at nothing to prove that he belongs amongst wrestling's elite, the technician, the innovator, the man willing to risk everything so he can obtain greatness. Christopher Daniels, Kazarian. Can anyone derail the TNA World Tag Team Champions train of success?
Oh, you
can send
it. Yeah, they missed it.
You can send Starbo and Sean. You can send the Daniel Bishop. But at the end of the day, the two men won't be the best. The same two men won't be the best right now. Let's be honest, this is not a triple threat match, a double dutch match, whatever you want to call it. This is those two teams against us. Because I guarantee you, they're going to form an alliance. And they're going to team up and try to beat us. But you know what? It's not going to happen. But this will be good. We're great.
We are.
We say we're great. We go out there and prove it.
Fucking damn.
Awesome.
He's so great.
But it's just, we're great. We are great.
And then they'll look at his face like, oh, yeah, don't think to say if we're not great.
And the World Tag Team Championship against Styles and Angle and Chavo Guerrero Jr. and Hernandez.
Oh, it's Jr. again.
And here we go. It is.
The punch.
Number three,
yes, it's Chavo Guerrero Jr.
Tag Team Championship at stake.
Yeah.
We are going to preview
Chavo, not classic.
With the tagline, we're going to break it down in advance.
All right. You know what? This show, other than the last match, has been pretty good from an in-ring.
Oh, yeah.
So, and this should be the match of the night.
Opportunities to challenge. Maybe.
So far, the match of the night is...
so far,
the one you didn't see. So far, the match of the night is the one you didn't see.
I guess. No, I mean, Hardy and Harris should be match of the night.
That's possible. I'm looking forward to this one, too. So.
Why is it exaggerations? Cause issues between the two teams and even divided AJ and Kurt this past Thursday, time to find out if the champs
can. Are we going to play that up much?
Well, I think that's the point. I have this feeling it's going to be AJ and Kurt.
Winning?
No, against each other coming out of this.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, that's definitely an action swag and a bogey spin here. Now, Vito Guerrero and
her
Vito. Now, Vito Heat. Latino Heat. Chavito Heat.
I remember that.
All the way from El Paso to Houston, they're representing. Talk about your polar opposites. What is self-checks in this purple red match?
What's that?
Did they believe they actually made Hector a Spanish commentator? Well, every film I've ever heard him say anything, it's all just a bunch of gobbledygooks.
Just past Canadian Thanksgiving.
Don't tell me you're the gobbledygooker! Vintage is all about Halloween right now.
Yeah.
So it was masked wrestlers. I believe it was the opening contest from Superstars. Getting Jake the Snake Roberts.
El Diablo?
Huh?
El Diablo?
Even better.
Oh, fuck. So that's how they get in the building. That's the gimmick.
Yeah.
The gimmick is the angle unknowingly left them in.
Yeah.
So they can do the run-in in that semi-main or main event.
Knowingly?
We'll see. We'll see. That's the gimmick. West Briscoe was there.
So. Anyway, Jake the Snake fought who?
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
From who knows where?
Wait, who knows what? I'm trying to think of what other match they had.
Why are you turning down? Because it was in Miles.
Oh, yeah. I went on Impact to get that picture to put on for the blog for the RVD Dream Aya match.
Oh, yeah?
Impact. Help Impact fight breast cancer. Go to Corman.org.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. It's all right. And he has the
that's what made me think of it, right?
Fights. I need to turn it down.
Why not?
Why the fuck wouldn't it?
Who's Mala?
So? So why about your comments?
You couldn't hear me.
So even more.
Right.
I like the way they're wearing the belts. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
That's fucking up. Now that's bringing Sleazy back right there.
Yeah.
Fucking Daniels. Oh, they got their belts hanging down like penises.
Yeah.
Like 15 inches. A small. But, you know, not everyone's going to compare to me.
You are fat.
10 pounds of gold.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Should I be wearing orange and black?
Yeah.
shot folks in football. You don't think maybe they purposely did that. It's not like you ever made it known. It's not like you ever been vocal about somebody wearing the orange flag. It's probably just a coincidence, you know.
I don't know why, but this is starting to feel like a bigger event than it did at the beginning.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it's starting to feel like more than just your average B show.
It's because it came out.
Yeah, that's it.
You mean don't call me a mark?
Who said that?
Yeah, dude, don't call me a mark.
What is his name, Pete, anyway?
These two teams of AJ and Kurt and their areas of trouble, they might try to unite to take us out.
Is this tornado rules, or what's the...
Looks like it.
Only two men in the ring at all times?
No, it looks like only two men, yeah.
Shadow's got his shoulder taped up there. I don't know if that's storyline or what.
Storyline-wise, when would it have happened?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because he didn't wrestle with his past guy. He was two pieces away.
That's right. The champs handles it considerably. It split... To say, look,
I just want to see Chavo and Angle wrestle.
They better worry about their chair.
No, that's against Eddie with his great matches.
Oh, that's right.
I've also wrestled Chavo.
That's true.
Two challenging teams because this is first pin or submission.
There you go, Wolf.
There you go. First pin or submission. What's your dog doing?
You've always been optimistic.
Maybe you have a mouse or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cart's going
off the rails here. Let's get the car back on the rails.
No. Let's get the car back on the rails. Sorry, I was listening to Taz.
My agent's so effortless.
Yeah, smooth, right? My agent's just so smooth in all of his offense.
Well, all of his offense.
All of it. All of it.
You have that moniker of the
And then John Cena's got a headlock on.
Now this guy knows how to work.
Quick shoulder lock by AJ.
Just looking at that wristband. And
a smart strategy. Take Chavo to the corner. Going to turn things over to the Styles tag team partner. Kurt Angle in against Chavo.
Yeah, so I think the, there was another match, it was Kane versus Vader, mask versus mask match.
Yeah. What would, Vader look like without his mask on?
I know.
It was always a mystery.
It was. You're about Vader and Harley?
Yeah, yeah. Harley punching that out.
Harley beat up Vader.
From his fucking,
from his
Walmart motorized scooter, yeah. It's awesome.
He put Chavo straight down in his shoulder. And, outside. Kurt never saw it, but referee Brian Peters explained the angle is legal.
You know what? I'm honest to God. What's that? Honest to Addy.
Honest to Addy?
Honest to Addy. One of the times when I most miss the six-sided ring is in something like this, like a three-man tag team.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed more versatile.
Yeah.
Oh,
here comes the big man. Yeah, he looks like he's doing
like a missing person. Yeah,
basically, yeah. This is what you can expect from Supermax. Hernandez with the bear hug.
Over the head, belly to belly, suplex.
Effortless.
Strong motherfucker.
He is a strong motherfucker. You know what? He doesn't despite their wellness policy. It's impressive.
I know. But Chavo was there and he wanted to go to where the clean company is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he didn't want to thirst, right?
Why not? I'm not getting an opportunity to get in this match as my team. I mean, as you said, they don't
that's
have
not good on the
shoulder.
That was awesome. Chavo with two strikes.
Because he's bright.
Yeah, yeah. That's one for every one of his dead friends.
Kazarian now legal.
Legal. Wow, he finally turned 18.
Will determine who becomes
16 bats.
Right, right there, Phoenix.
I check, because we're going to go visit there.
That's true.
No, sir.
That's true.
I needed to know.
That's true.
Great positioning, so important.
And what's your nickname again? The prognosticator of pedophilia?
That's it. And the big hunter.
Yes.
Results in
The back of Kazarian's head bouncing off the hand.
That's one of the messes from Angle to Brown.
Well, I mean, I didn't, like, check it up online. I just texted Jerry Lawler and asked him what the legal age is there. He would know.
You would. You would.
I stand corrected.
He's also good with helpful hints, too. Like, you could probably get away with 14, but 16 is legal. You know, like,
yeah,
he's
that's
that
pretty
experience.
Much what
it's right? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
that experience.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Just see the new
awkward.
WWE announcer hire.
Yeah, some of that Canadian chick from the score.
That chick from the score, Renee Paquette.
The strategy works to perfection.
She's good looking.
Oh, yeah. She was always a WWE show anyway.
Yeah, that one, so. That made sense. I'm sure she won't last long, but whatever.
No, but she can always come back to it. I mean, you know what I mean? So.
Oh, after this, she'll probably have a hire here. She's probably going to ESPN, isn't that the rule?
That's true. Female soccer or something, right?
What's that?
Cover female soccer.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think of... oh, it was the other masked match on Vintage was Edge and Christian against... Matt and Jeff Hardy against the Conquistador.
The Conquistador. I love that. That was fun.
And then they showed... Then they had the Edge and Christian against the Conquistador after. They both had to.
What did they?
Yeah, they basically told the whole story.
They should have had Curry, man.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm sure they have some job somewhere that has them.
Actually, technically, they did have Curry, man, there.
What?
Well, he was one of the Conquistadors.
Yeah, good point, actually.
So he was there.
Yeah, exactly.
So he did not see that clothesline.
What was it? He's spicy, he's hot, he's what?
Oh, I forget. Yeah, he's spicy, he's hot.
It was something the third line didn't fit, and that's what made it funny.
Yeah.
He's spicy, he's hot.
The whole hip thing. Guys are obsessed with the whole crotches and hips.
These guys are obsessed with their own crotches and hips.
I was saying, they're totally still enjoying Ryan's gimmick.
And you know they're going to exploit the live cam here.
They are awesome. It really would be a huge mistake to take the belts off them. They should have the belts for a long time. I mean, I can't
still
see anybody.
They drop them to aces and eights.
I don't think they... Well, maybe if they're going to become babyface and win them back, but I don't know. They're such good heels, and they're so... Like, I just don't see anybody... I think you can build the division around them. I think you can build a pay-per-view around them on top. I think they're such a good act.
Yeah. Well, I just look at the fact that, I mean, to me, that's the story, is that Hogan and Sting have to grovel to, you know, to have a tag title match or whatever, and they need Daniels and Kazarian, because you're the best tag team. I don't like it, but you're the
best
tag
team
we have. Yeah, the best tag team in the business, and I need two guys to go take up this tag team.
Yeah, exactly. That's fucking awesome.
That is awesome.
That was awesome. Fucking Styles is tremendous. Wow. And he's not as young as he used to be. He's still fucking athletic.
They should do the New Age Outlaws finish here.
Kurt Angle sitting on Ray.
Or you know, you can't. You can't be your partner because you're like, good idea. Kurt Angle. Oh, this is, oh, I thought it was a clothesline, and I was like, that's like a good idea. And that metal grating or whatever. Oh. Jesus.
This move's been banned in the WWE.
Be number two for
yes.
Great throws, great technique in these German suplexes by Angle.
Well, but everybody that uses
it. Because when I look at it, I mean, he is. That is exactly what causes the neck injury.
Oh, yeah. But everybody that used that move is under 18 and they're dead.
Good point.
I mean, the only person that could have possibly used it would have been Jack Swagger, right?
Yeah. So you think he's coming back to a push, or you think he's just taking a break, or some sort of reboot to his gimmick, or what do you think the plan is there?
Yeah,
how long is he going to be gone?
Well, that's the thing.
This match has been tremendous.
It has. This has actually been the best match of the night so far. This is, to me, I mean, that Magnus and Joe match was number two, but...
I mean, for me, it was the Plunder match until this.
Yeah, yeah.
So this other one. I'll still watch it.
The Plunder match got good.
That was good. It wasn't great. It was good.
You hit him with the pounce there. Here you go.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Now, until there's a team that was awesome too. Until there's a team that legitimately looks like I go, now's the time to take the belts off them. That's the right team. Just leave it on these guys and let them run with it.
Yeah.
And they're great personalities, great promos, and they can fucking go like crazy in the ring.
Basically, until they rehire the Motor City Machine Guns.
Basically, yeah.
And even then.
And even then, yeah. Meanwhile, shoulder. Well, I would love to see that. Puts Daniels out to the broadcast of all the
ROH goes out of the glass.
Fuck's sake!
That was so stupid.
And that was awesome, though.
Booker T's in TNA now. Did you hear that?
Did you see that?
Did you see that? Oh shit!
Oh fuck! This is insane.
What's the fact that the table's right? Like, you're gonna do it, but I guess there is no other spot to do this.
Well, no, because the fucking ramp is in the other place.
Yeah.
And you're gonna see AJ do now a shooting styles press. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, because there'll be three people to catch him. Sadly, one of them is Hernandez.
Yeah, no shit. AJ just caught. Okay, what do you want? Shoulder block from the apron. AJ. Silas has got his... Watch out! Yes, you are!
Holy fuck,
it wasn't a shooting styles press, but it was incredible stuff.
Yeah, like he springboarded onto that other rope and then knocked off.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Wow. Isn't that what Jeff Jarrett does now? And they just said it's Steady came at an angle.
Well, she's kidding Jarrett now.
Well, you better not fucking touch her, though.
You better not. Don't fucking touch her.
Don't fucking touch me. Oh, and here's Chavo coming in to do the safe move. Oh, look at that. Hey, my uncle's dead.
And he's getting booed for it. You hear that?
Yeah. Yeah, huge cheer for that. Yeah, what a nice guy in the front row there at the tank shop. See that?
No, I didn't know.
He's like, yeah, motherfucker!
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at the camera there.
The guy with the two Sting makeup dudes next to him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going up for moonsault?
He was.
It's probably best if he doesn't do that.
No,
Then again, it's also best if he doesn't take this move.
He's going to get the razor his head. Here we go. Oh, nice. Hey, hot tag.
Yeah. Just drop that move before Angle takes that on his neck.
Yeah, no shit.
And now, Angle and Styles with a double team.
That
was cool.
Denied. Missed the clothesline.
That was cool.
That was cool, actually. Oh, double team suplex. Well, that one guy isn't wearing an RBD t-shirt. He just has like a yellow golf shirt on him. Unless he's wearing it inside out.
So you mean on the right?
Yeah, on the right. He doesn't look very bright. Like, bright, because he's wearing the yellow. But
no, but he's not as tall as
smart. No.
Well, he's in Arizona.
Yeah, a lot of Canadians go down there, though.
They don't wear that shirt.
That is true.
BME.
BME.
The crowd's actually chanting it. There has been absolutely no play up of the the Angle versus, well, that thing, come on. No, the Angle dissension between Angle and AJ during the match.
That's true.
That's okay, because they're giving us a 4.5 star match.
Well, it may very well be that
Angle could be in the aces and eights now.
Could be.
With Wes Briscoe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it could be.
I mean, or Wes Briscoe is...
I think it's just that he's stupid and let Wes Briscoe in.
What the hell is going on there? Oh. Daniels kind of missed it there, eh?
What a man. If it wasn't Daniels, he'd be cast.
No, it's Daniels. Daniels was supposed to stop Chavo there.
Oh,
or pretend, but he kind of was just sitting there.
That.
Oh. Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you just, this is it. No, I mean, you know what? As much as I've been falling off the last month or so off of TNA, this is why you watch TNA instead of WWE. You don't see this match ever in WWE.
No.
Ever.
I mean, half the moves are banned. Well, you don't see the Plunder match either because those moves are banned.
Well, the blood is too.
Well, that's true too, but even blood, I mean, with Funkin, oh.
It's not just the moves. It's just the psychology. It's just the psychology and the speed and the length and this whole thing.
What?
Wow. It was cool, though. Even the finish was cool. It's the people wanted the least. But they're building them up as dominant. They're winning both individual matches. Now they got a clean win here. So I don't mind it. I mean, I mind it from the fact that I would have left it on Daniels in the cast forever. But
I guess Joey Ryan won, right?
Yeah, I was about to say AJ and Joey Ryan both of that hairy stomach thing.
You know, I'm just saying Joey Ryan's the only heel that's won, though.
Good point, though. The crowd is pulling the shit out of these guys.
Yeah, well, they should.
Post-match celebration. They did their part. Everybody did their part.
Oh, yeah.
But Direct Auto Insurance taking cash. I'm actually glad we ordered this just for that match.
I'm glad we ordered this for pretty much everything we saw. So now, this is a great show.
Now we're probably going to get the women's match.
Yeah, which is good because I might have to teach
this. Yeah, I have to take a piss. That's perfect. And I do want to see who the Hollywood guy is. If it is Eric Young or... Because they said it's a guy from Hollywood over the last couple of weeks. They dropped the... It's a...
Dr.
D. Well, they dropped the whole... It's a huge...
We say we deliver, baby. That's right. One foot from my hair, Phoenix.
Oh, don't
that's
do it,
Ray. I love you, baby. This
fuck
is
you.
Did you know his uncle is dead?
No.
Huh.
Who's his uncle? But it was awesome. I bet you Eddie would love that match.
I think the British Bull, isn't it British Bulldog?
What's that?
British Bulldog is up.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, why is Lita there?
It's Tess.
Shane.
Shane
Tess Mocker.
She's been my mentor and my best friend. So tonight,
I forgot there were tag champs together.
I forgot there were tag titles.
Oh, I didn't. No, the thing about Eric Young is at first she said it's a major Hollywood star. Lately they just said it's my boyfriend from Hollywood. Which is good, because he's not a major star. But yeah, he's from Hollywood. So it doesn't make sense. I'm still expecting, I'm still expecting that. But it also could easily be the guy from fucking... Big Brother, or
Goldberg, or whatever. Or
fucking...
It could be Frank
Udy. I was going to say, you know what? No, it could be Goldust.
I don't think so.
Well, not Goldust, but you know what I mean. He was from Hollywood, right?
Well, Goldust was.
Yeah, so...
Time to take a leak. Yeah.
Oh my god.
These are
Like old school weights?
Those are old school weights.
Yeah.
I have others, but those are ones that I was moving to the closet or whatever. I kind of got that around to it. Way enough down the street. It's only 20 pounds.
Old school weights. It's like,
they call them kettle weights. I don't really like them.
The leader or whatever. Watch out for you.
Who?
I don't know. He's that guy holding the back of the complex. You know, strongman pose. Somebody's kicking sand in somebody's face, and then he like works out and beats up the guy.
Comic books.
Joe Wiener? Wiener? What?
Joe's Wiener?
I don't know. I didn't see that. Wiener, no?
Joe's gonna kill you.
And we are ready. And we are ready. And bound for glory tonight.
At least as ready as we are going to be. Oh, yeah, it's Victoria's ripoff tattoo music.
Well,
this is an England TNA. The guy looks like a midget. Is the England wrestling scene really that bad? Or is TNA that bad at picking talent? Because it's one or the other. It's not that those four people are good. In any way.
Montero as a mentor, the Ventura Stein test marker turning on her best friend.
So they just showed the four guys from that British reality show TNA thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I swear to God, one of them's like 3 feet tall.
Not really sure.
That? 3 feet tall. Oh, they have a really fat bell ringer. Oh, no, Jennifer Larson is a guest bell ringer. Ring the bell, cunt.
I forgot to mention, by the way. Fuck you.
When?
What's I'm dumping that off my chest.
Have you seen?
Are you being hurt? You look like you may cry.
Yeah, it hurt my feelings. This is the last one I had.
I know. It's more than I thought you had.
That's true. Two more than I had yesterday.
That was a great angle for half a second.
Oh.
The fuck?
Love it.
Somehow it's Miller with Tess Walker doing that that day was from Sarah.
Fucking right it is.
Former World Tag Team Champions will go.
No, that's sort of spinning. Gotta watch out here.
That's just a more awkward. You can't take your piss?
Have you seen the band?
Because if you have to take a piss, it's really hard to get an erection. And in this match, that may be the only thing that happens.
It's true. It's too late.
It's too late. You already have one. That is a surprise. Where do you keep your Viagra?
Oh, I'm done.
I thought so. Usually, don't last that long.
I know. But I had to hear your voice.
To the arena floor. I think Tara.
Have you seen the band?
as an opportunity.
The band? The band. The band is back together?
The band is back together.
No, what's the band?
Drew McIntyre.
Heath Slater. Oh, is that what they're calling them?
They're called The Band.
So I guess TNA didn't trademark that.
And they all do the Heath Slater band thing.
I saw that. I didn't realize they're called The Band.
Ginger Mahal looks like a fucking fool.
Of course he does.
More so. Yeah.
Nevertheless, the point is that a TNA, I guess they didn't trademark it.
Well, Miss Tetsmacher may just live
no.
in
the water. No, I guess not.
Because
they're working on arrogance.
You don't want someone
yeah, like apparently.
She would just stay all over you. She's a
what is it called? I didn't put it on.
The band.
Money's tight, though, right? I don't really care.
And you know what? Honest to God,
it doesn't work.
No, and nobody remembers the Hall and Nash. And
Father the Love Sponge.
Wasn't it X-Pac, too? Originally part of the band?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, yeah. And then he got... He left.
Really early, yeah. He only lasted like a couple weeks. And Hall lasted like another week after that.
It was money that
you never had it on.
Bigger and stronger taking over by Test Marker, but not able to get the pin. And then as soon as Tara's back up to her feet, she goes right back to the offense. And now, the mount position.
Yeah, well, Tara just ooh. In complete control of this Test Marker. Disrespect the face of the mat.
Am I supposed to keep talking while he's in the bathroom?
To
entertain you guys?
The Knockouts Championship.
Oh, good. But I won't.
They roll Tesbacher over and went into a pin. Tara Terrell counts two.
You go out of position with Tara Terrell. At least she's hot.
Extra impact. Tesbacher the full gun. Started with the head scissors, quickly turned with the DDT. It's almost like that last ditch desperation move by Tesbacher that paid off.
Someone wants to look at there. Look at this.
I'm a three-man band, baby.
It's Tara. Look at this now. Driving the face of Tara and Miss Tesbacher. Doing everything she can to hang on to that knockout title. Look at this man. Heavy duty arsenal of offense. Right on top of the champ.
Where'd you go?
I like checking football. 21-10 Green Bay at halftime. Jordy Nelson with two touchdowns. And Arian Foster got the run in for.
I wish Mickey James was in the main event about before instead. But,
is she employed still?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen her.
No, because they dropped the angle with her and
Velvet. They fired Velvet, yeah, and that's really it. That's been
a little bit fast for at least.
And she's gone. Yeah.
Excellent work right there by Miss Tesbacher.
It was great because, that was bad. I know what they're trying to do, but
yeah,
it looks awkward.
Yeah,
but it was funny. You're in the bathroom, and there's a pinfall. And Taz goes, well, Tara Terrell was a little out of position there. Well, at least she's hot.
Nice.
It was great.
Funny, that's what Drew McIntyre said.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, considering how hot she is and how little outfit she's wearing, she doesn't look as hot as she should in that, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't come off as revealing as I think they want it and stuff.
That's pretty close camera angle I think they're using, basically. Like, when they get in close.
I mean, it's like, it's no cluck, it's no cluck, but yet somehow it doesn't, you know.
Because they need stripper sparkles. Seriously, you need stripper sparkles. If someone hits it. Oh.
I actually thought Tara might have caught the, Wow. Good. That's the right move.
And there he is in the white pants out there, the Hollywood
Brooklyn. Actually, he never showed up, did he? Now does he? So does he do a beat down? ODB runs in and says, "End."
The teacher who proves your superiority. Teacher beats.
Oh, let's get the mics.
The
student who renounces.
What's son of my kid being born? This is the happiest day of my life.
I've been so inspired lately. I bet you people think I did it for you. Well, I didn't. I did it for my sweet, sexy, handsome, and
well, that guy in the red shirt.
You guys might have seen him on TMZ. It's kind of a big deal.
Hogan?
But I'd like to thank him for inspiring me.
Hogan?
I love you, Boo. I really do. I want to take Luella? A moment.
Just get on with it.
Introduce
Jesse Schwartz.
The biggest star. No, bigger than Brad. Bigger than George. Definitely bigger than Leonardo DiCaprio, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Introduce my Boo. From Big Brother. Jesse!
Jesse! Hey, Jesse!
Hey, Jesse! Who?
She's joking, right?
Who? Not the Jesse Boo! You Jesse Boo!
It's her boo!
Come to mama, baby!
Jesse Spano from Saved by the Bell?
I thought it was Rob Terry at first.
Take that off, baby!
No, he isn't. You know who's a huge star to? Dixie.
Yes.
Huge star, did you say? You got Big Brother 10, bunch of other big brothers. There's a massive star.
Yeah, they're much bigger than George Clooney.
Oh, look at this. They're getting down. Look at Mr.
Pectacular.
That's his nickname, by the way.
Mr. Pectacular? That is a good nickname.
Look at it.
Crowd chanting, "Who are you, Adam?" See, no kidding. Nobody's ever heard of this fucking guy. Don't act like he's a star. Well, the Dixie, because she loves that shit, like that shit.
Yeah, excited.
Have you seen him on TMZ? I don't think we have. But you know what? It does prove that they do have a wellness policy. Oh, wait. Well, that's a letdown. I mean, if it wasn't Eric Young, it was going to be him. We couldn't actually bring in somebody. Now, how long has he been training in OVW? Because he wasn't ready. He's not ready. But whatever. Is he half her age?
No,
very. We are here on a momentous
evening. Totally didn't show this. At one point in my career, I had a near fatal. Fuck, he looks awful. First person I saw.
In the worst room was Steve. In moments like that. Well, it was a shitty hospital. Should we see a doctor?
No kidding.
Wow.
This is 10 years TNA has been on the map. One of the reasons this company is still here is because of Sting. But I want to let everybody in here know how great this man is.
Almost as bald as Sting.
From the bottom of my heart, I love you for
but not as bald as Sting.
You're a man's man. You're an honest person. You're loyal. And everybody in here can trust you. And that's what I love you.
If only Ray had the right attitude, yeah. He looked like I'd love to be anywhere else. I am so glad it wasn't too hard. You're what you should. You're what you show, Heroes.
No, the TV show Heroes. You never watched the show Heroes?
No, never did.
My last.
That's why it's off the air.
Weird that you didn't watch something that was relevant.
You will, though. You will out there.
You will watch Heroes, though. You've been watching it in like 6 years.
Probably more like 16.
Yeah.
Probably get into it with that.
Yeah.
That's kind of my thing.
That is funny, I think. Yeah. Ozzy Osbourne wasn't in it. Lawrence Drummer.
Was guitarist. Also the guitarist of Black Label Society.
Yeah, neither
of them. So then again, you're referencing him. He's obviously big enough to have like some... Rolston has Steve Austin awesome there, but you wouldn't know who he is, because, you know.
No. Because I'm not chicken.
Jesus Christ, you know what? This is so shitty.
Something, but I had no idea what it was.
Number one.
I find myself years later.
He needs the makeup.
Gym in Southern California.
Oh, yeah.
Number two. And what works about WWE is they have multiple inductees. They have one person inducting a guy. This is all of a ceremony just beating off all over his face. It's like eight fucking guys fucking inducting him. It's just like...
against Hulk Hogan. And I once again, I got to say how proud I am to be able to, you know, have said that I worked with Hulk Hogan. And I think it's only fair that I acknowledge the great Ric Flair in March of 2001.
You know what? He had that, remember he had that match because of his career with Hulk Hogan? Well, Hulk Hogan fucked him over
again. Yes.
One day,
Nick Patrick.
Jeff Jarrett asked me if I'd come and do an event. Enter Dixie Carter.
She gets it, she makes it happen.
I love you, Dixie, and I thank you so much.
Is that their kid?
Hey, is that you mean Hogan and Dixie's kid?
Whoever it is looks fucking clueless.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if Dixie turns to him and goes, "That's the guy with the sex tape."
He's ready for a few more years.
Not me. No, fuck off.
Why is Al Snow there?
Wow. What a memorable, what a historic night it was.
I guess they need somebody next year. One person at a time.
That's right.
Well, I gotta say, it was an honor. Yeah.
Notice they didn't show Jeff Jarrett at all?
It was a great night for sure.
I don't even know that he's there, to be honest.
Oh, he's still got some role.
That was fun last
No, he doesn't. He's in Mexico.
He's got some behind the scenes role.
I really
know this one.
No disqualification, man.
And he could still be there for this.
I don't know that he is.
Aces and eights. We're gone for good. The high stakes team match, it's next.
He could come back. Of course it's next. No, he'll be coming back after this.
You were talking with them finishing with this, not the world title match.
Oh, no, I didn't. When I saw the West Briscoe thing there, I knew they weren't finishing with this.
Do you think West Briscoe was going to end the show?
What's that?
Do you think they were going to end the show with West Briscoe?
No, exactly. That's why I was like, when I saw West Briscoe and the half-cup time to play off the idea that he let them in.
Yeah.
So that's why I figured it. Yeah, as soon as I saw that.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
I love how you're showing this and not in any way seeing at the fucking event. So
you still show it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. No. Big Star like Shaquille O'Neal is on your show. You've used that as many times as you can.
Nah, you don't. Because you're not planning to pay it off.
Who cares?
Yeah, fuck you.
Anybody pay it off? Anybody that just saw this is paid for
it. Oh, well, how about this? The leader of Aces and Eights, Shaquille O'Neal.
No. No, that... Well, that gets revealed on Impact, though.
Okay.
Not on pay-per-view.
Okay.
So at least you saw how that works.
Oh, okay. Fucking awesome, though. It won't happen. Because we can see the leader of White Ears.
Maybe he's just got a prosthetic ears.
Like Spock?
Sounds like Shaquille O'Neal.
In the pregame show, they did show Wes Briscoe showing up at with Aces and Eights, right?
They did, yeah. The prospect was there.
We're coming with our best.
Really? Brooke Hogan was coming with her breast. Emotional, huh? Is that who it is? It's Prospect and Armbreaker? The tag team, you figure?
No.
Those are the only two names that they've been... Only two guys that have been given names.
No, it won't be those two. Armbreaker, yes, but Prospect, no.
Well, no, because Wes, you're right, Wes Briscoe has to be in the crowd still, right? So it can't be Prospect.
You got it, brother! You got it, brother!
Was that like the Olsen twins?
You got it, dude! Yeah, that's possible.
Ingested as many alcohol, as many drugs.
Speaking of a prospect. Does this today have music?
What's that?
What a Bully Ray t-shirt? No, Sting has face paint on. Or Bully
Ray
has
face paint on, and
Sting
is wearing
Bully,
Bully
Ray
t-shirt. It's actually kind of a cool rosy stuff though.
He hasn't turned around yet. He's still with face paint, yeah.
And it's like 1989 Sting face paint.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing too much of a baby face. He's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Unless he gets attacked. I mean, wearing face paint when you don't normally didn't work out for Randy Savage so well. I mean, he got attacked by the NWO and had a heart attack while driving. Just to be clear. But he did have a heart attack while driving. Just to be clear about that, too.
Thanks, Addy.
You're welcome. I know what Gene Simmons is. He's from that show.
What show?
Gene Simmons Family Jewels.
I never saw that.
Yeah.
It's a television show. I don't watch TV.
It's true.
I don't have TV. Hey, YouTube. Of course, I work for a TV company.
Yes, it's good you don't have one.
What's funny is, I mean, I was asking the other day because there was showing.
Is that just because your sister didn't pay for it?
No shit. Well, I pay for everybody else that TV in the house. What's funny is, I asked them the other day because they're showing this. Every time there's a UFC. They tell us to do all these bursts of commercials.
Right.
It's like the highest priority. And I'm like, I asked them if you do this for a wrestling. I'm like, do you do this? I said, I haven't seen you do this for any wrestling event, no WWE event. I said, do you do this even for WrestleMania? And they said, no. I said, why not? And they said, WrestleMania just doesn't make us as much money as UFC. Now, even WrestleMania, they don't have any design. They don't care about advertising. There's absolutely no ads run during the day for video on demand.
Yeah.
Any wrestling event, even WrestleMania, even like The Rock, that blew my mind. Yeah. I think that's a mistake, honestly.
Maybe.
I think you let them know. If The Rock's going to be there, you let them know. It was pretty subtle how they did the West Bristol thing. I mean, Angle just touched him for a second, right? Slap the hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
So these are the guys that are playing, eh?
Yeah. It's like the arm breaker and a lever, isn't it?
I don't know who that is. It says prospect on his.
That's not prospect.
I know, but it says prospect on his poster, yeah?
Look a little bit.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know who that guy is.
No, I have no idea.
He's a pretty skinny guy. I'm trying to think of even who like that looks like.
Yeah, is it they've shown so far?
Well, not even, but even, like, in general of, like, what kind of former wrestler or whatever it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of looks like Daniels, to be honest.
No, I was figuring that.
Yeah. Could be Garrett.
Garrett?
Garrett Bischoff.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Right now, Bully having a hard time, though,
if that member makes it's someone who doesn't usually wrestle with a mask on, you can tell that.
Oh, yeah. So, I think he's bigger. I don't know. Could be Eric Bischoff. Damn, did you hear the impact? Right in front of a Sting's head as it bounced off the size of the head. Right.
Jesus Christ. Except they brought their two big guns to do war.
Yeah, but when he got close, he got bigger as he got closer. I told you this would be a plunder match.
Well, I know, but Bully doing it's like, well on the far side. Sting trying you can't to shoot back. This.
No.
You can't shoot a tag team plunder match when they're both not anywhere near each other.
No.
It's like you get a couple of kicks from one, and then... God's not really...
Watch out, here we go!
Kyle's giving in as much as we should. Sting has new tights, and they're pretty cool.
These are new ones.
Yeah. Broadcast table.
Are they new?
So you know. Jesus.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Look at it before he did it.
Well, and they brought that upon themselves on fucking Thursday.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Well, they're going to.
It was Sting who issued the edict.
Fucking slipped out the owl, was scared to death.
Yeah. Well, this guy's just masked.
Oh, my God. Splash. But he's Sting.
Do you think we're going to see these two as identities
in
the
ring? This is really annoying me.
Really?
There we go.
Do you think we're going to see this guy's identity tonight or what?
You've
got to do something to pay off
the
last
Sunday. You have to.
So do you think it's that they reveal it at the end after they've gotten contracts?
Well, dude, it's not contracts. It's just access to the building.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It's not contracts. It's just if they lose, they're gone. If they win, then they can come and go to 6 days. So it's not contracts. You're now settling down to a fucking tag.
Take a look here, Mike. And Sting going for that Stinger splash, and watch what happens.
Just the cameraman was just like out of position, or you know,
oh, yeah,
in the way, and guys were bouncing. It was just annoying to watch.
Sting should just shave his head and continue with the mat, or the continue with the face paint. But shave your head, he would look a lot better.
No, he looks like that guy in the front row.
Nah, he didn't look a lot better. He would still look like Sting, but not like a Sting who has a huge bald spot in the middle of his thigh. It just doesn't look good.
Wait, you think that's Luke Gallows there?
I think it's Luke Gallows and Mike Knox.
Could be the Knox. Now, once you get, yeah, now that they're in the ring, we'll get a better idea of like their what he actually looks like when there's not a fucking cameraman 6 feet away from 6 feet away.
Take off their leather jackets or anything. I can't be
comfortable.
Yeah.
If you would have got the victory right there, that would have gave access.
Yeah, it could be the Knox.
I think it's Knox and
wrestling.
I think it's Knox and Gallows.
And I know that this has just been driving.
What's Gallows' actual name? Emmerich? What is it? Emerson or something like that?
Oh, Hankinson.
Hankinson.
Keep up. Sting had to find someone. Find someone. And Bully stepped up after
no
Aces and
Ace
took out Aces. Nobody wants to be out there with Sting right now.
Sound like, is that apparently he's channeling Ken Shamrock there?
Yeah. Like, did anybody actually think this is going to end this quick?
I don't know, it's not popped.
But you are correct. You can't beef about something like that. Oh,
yeah.
To put that down or not.
It was their cherry.
Ooh, a super.
Saying that was no disqualification. He wants Aces and Eights to suffer. Scorpion death drop.
What the fuck?
Ta-da!
Capzilla. Hey, it worked.
Those fucking dug into the team.
It's more flexible than you would think. It works.
Well, then we're going to chop him. So tomorrow, we're witnessing it. He just picked these guys out. Look, everybody raised their hand. These guys cost him another 20 at the World Heavyweight title.
He doesn't wrestle like Knox, so.
I don't quite frankly remember what Mike Knox wrestled like.
Not like that. He just.
Well, maybe he didn't, but can.
He told Hogan, I don't know. Shot from outside for the knee to the back.
I don't think it's Knox.
I don't remember. I don't think Knox is that. Like, it's the skinny arms. Like, I am really thinking that it's Garrett Bischoff.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's Garrett Bischoff. And while I think he's a little bigger than Derek Bischoff, I think this guy is showing, some of his moves are showing a certain, I don't know, Bischoff is just too green to be in position. Yeah, I think he's better than Bischoff is so green. This guy,
and this guy's in blue.
Outside after Bully took the boot in the face.
So it doesn't work.
I got some handcuffs over here. I think the people will be snapping at the smell.
Yeah.
It's been weeks.
I know.
I don't know who it is. I'm pretty sure this is Gallows.
Well, I know that I haven't seen any flips, so they didn't get a guy off the indie.
Can use the chair as a weapon.
No, they might have.
Oh, prospect.
That's another
member. Is this an ODQ match or what?
It's not an official match. Because they're not a part of the roster.
Oh, no, they just said it's no disqualification.
Fucking guys behind him are like, whoa!
Oh. Michael Slim.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're not getting a smartphone soon, then. But anyway, we still might. We'll see how this works out.
It's the fighting lawyer, Joseph Park. Stabbed him to the rage and Wolf's ass.
Nice.
Oh, that's a pounce.
Period.
Joseph Parks is just a mess, but he's kicking butt out of here. He's still got that handcuff and he's swinging with those rights. This guy's getting hit.
The game with pink going on. Okay, so they did say it's on DQ.
They turned their attention away.
I think I'm a concern. I think they were concerned with Joseph Parks' safety, but he's still pretty good. Beating the hell out of that other Aces and Eights guy. Oh, Bully Ray just saving Sting right there.
Doomsday device?
Yep.
Hold on.
I mean, Dudley Boys are,
yeah, they did.
Dudley Boys used to do some advice. What's
that? Wow. That's the worst move I've ever seen two guys with face paint do.
That was alright. Alright. Did you see they did the Road Warriors?
Yeah.
Little tribute there after? At least Bully did, I think both did.
Bully did. Sting did it to like King Kong. His chest.
Oh, okay.
Bully set the table, Sting came and wiped out. Hold on. Yeah, it's that time again. It's a global ghost on here.
What's his name?
Sting?
It's an ODQ match. That's a Texas Tornado match. But nobody actually talked about it in the radio show or anything like that. The updates at all about the really TNA Hall of Fame event. Like, I mean, Meltzer never brought it up. Nothing in the. Did they really?
No, because I haven't seen any reports from anybody to
the right. Yeah, exactly. There's no.
It was on a TNA website. That's how I found out of what. I saw a couple pictures of their fan fest. I went on the website.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I've seen. Other than that there. But. It looked very much like the early days of the WWF Hall of Fame. Who's this guy?
Yeah,
oh, another one. Even more.
Yeah.
This is that.
That was awful looking. That looks like. That looks. Like D-Von.
Kind of does, actually. Yeah, you're right.
That looks like D-Von.
Yeah, well, my brother testify. Right there with the arms held out.
And it makes sense.
Or is that D-Lo?
It looks more like D-Von. You're right. I mean, you can't even tell this is a black guy, but.
I
can't tell for sure, but. But it makes sense, and you know what? Bully Ray never turned. Hogan never came out either, right? But Hogan's
supposed to be there to watch.
Oh my god, this is.
I thought so.
I can't believe they won this match.
Now Hogan, the savior, comes out even though he can't wrestle.
I beg your mother. I beg your mother.
He's going to have the baseball bat, right?
I beg your mother.
Of course, it could all still be the Hulk Hogan's the fucking brains behind him. He doesn't have the brass knuckles. He doesn't have, he doesn't have these brass knuckles on, though. No, actually, he doesn't have them. Can't tell. I thought he did, but I can't tell. No, he doesn't. This is fucking stupid. This is fucking stupid. And the crowd's popping.
Actually, it would make sense that it's D-Von, because Hogan was all like, yeah, I want D-Von back too.
Exactly, exactly.
Look at this fucking flabby old man tits.
This is just, I know the crowd is popping because it's Hogan, but this is stupid as fuck.
Yeah. I know, it's like, this heel group means nothing.
No. Because everybody has to sell to the 60-year-old. They have to sell for the 60-year-old now. I mean, Bully Ray never turned. I'll give him that. So that was a...
No, yeah, it's a little bad. Like going...
But even then, I don't think he will.
What's the end of that, dude?
See the new tattoo? This is a mortal on his back. He looks awful. He couldn't get... He could only get... When it was time to do... Yes, he better take off a mask. He better pay off something. Because he paid off nothing on this angle now. Except for the fact that they have a fucking... Access?
They have access and they can't beat up a 60-year-old.
Yeah, well, none of them can. He's taking out all of them all by himself. This is terrible.
Yeah, it's D-Von.
Yeah, of course it is. I told you. And Bully. And that's a swerve. But... The crowd's giving a holy shit chant, but D-Von is the heel and Bully Ray is the baby face? Oh, wow. I mean, I don't think it's the wrong move, but just the execution here is horrible. The booking isn't that bad. The execution is terrible.
The fact that you're paying this off on your biggest show of the year, you're paying
and this
off
is the
D-Von
payoff?
Dudley, I mean...
It was always me. I'm in charge of aces and eights. It was always me.
It was me, Austin. It was me.
This is awful.
Yeah.
This is awful. This pay-per-view was pretty good until Hogan showed up. And now it's just gone to shit. Well, I mean, this is...
Yeah, this...
We gotta find out who the other guys are. Why? Oh my God. It's good for D-Von. It's the biggest spot he's ever gotten as a solo guy.
I can't believe that.
Oh, yeah. Bully Ray's doing a good job with it. He's got glassy eyes.
Especially Bully. Bully Ray's being good. Hogan's been awful. Sting was okay. D-Von was not so good.
I thought D-Von was fine.
I think we're actually losing. I'm shocked. I really am.
Why would he do it?
Why? On Thursday.
Why would he do it? I can give you a fucking reasons right now, and it's just whatever. Not big enough, not good enough, not... It's the right move, but he should be there, but he shouldn't be in charge.
No, we don't know.
Well, he said he was.
No, he said it was always me. Doesn't mean anything.
I hope it doesn't mean anything to me. It means something. What?
Wow.
This is awkward.
I didn't know if they were saying awkward or awful.
I'm pretty sure the chances that it could be this is awful. I'm pretty sure it's this is awkward.
Yeah,
which is pretty fucking great.
It is.
That's a great chance.
Of the evening, the matchup for the World Heavyweight Championship.
So they're going to do big fight feel like out there.
Enigma, Jeff Hardy challenges my guest at this time. Austin Aries set to defend the World Heavyweight Championship in the main.
So the heels have only won two matches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three.
You're right.
Three?
What, do you have a question?
Eight, Tara. Eight, Tara.
I'm not supposed to say something. It just seems every time I say something, I start saying things I'm not supposed to.
Oh, yeah, CM Punk.
You see, Jeff Hardy, you've been working for this for a long time.
You know what?
And you need
Jeff Hardy's definitely winning this.
Yeah.
Your redemption. The problem is you have to go through the greatest man that ever lived.
the most dominant professional wrestler in TNA for the last year and a half. And I've done that with skill, I've done it with passion, and I've done it with confidence. Ooh. But tonight, Jeff Hardy,
like I'm going to do it with
anger.
Skill, confidence, and
power. And you've never seen
you know what? You needed the confidence.
You made
yes.
You saw him on Thursday when I kicked you in the balls and I dropped you on the head.
And Jeff
Hardy, this is not your
well, yeah, Viagra goes without saying, though.
This is another chapter in the
that cost, does the Viagra cost the more than pain for her? Lived.
And after Bond for Glory,
oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't get changed.
Still be the TNA world.
It's not covered by your fire.
All right, healthcare at work, huh? Bedtime here.
No.
Bound for glory.
What a bitch.
I know. Down in the.
I thought they know how fast you need it.
For over a year now. And over the past few months, I've really evaluated my destiny.
Down in the States, if I wanted to fuck your father, it would have been covered by my HMO.
With the creatures, what they've been waiting for.
And you do want to fuck my father. Sir.
Again?
That's the World Heavyweight Championship. Not me. Best wrestler on planet Earth.
Like I said, we turned down for the
show. No,
we
do.
Does Hardy come out last?
Nah, Hardy comes out first, right? I don't know, depends who's winning.
Will Hardy come out last? That's a pretty good job turning him subtly babyface and subtly heel within the course of 2.5 months.
Yeah, oh,
heel, babyface.
Now he's flat out, right?
Yeah, that's it. But he was flat. He was a heel. He was a babyface. He was a heel.
He never really turned.
But he did, but he didn't.
Well,
often
yeah,
he did.
A little bit. He did, but he never had that moment.
I don't know about that. I think he did. But I think the moment where he was sitting in the ring and they were doing the celebration for him after he won the belt the night after.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, that was the moment, yeah, where he got. And when Hogan endorsed him, that was really,
yeah, exactly.
That was really it. But
I mean, that's pretty.
He
you
didn't
know,
really do anything. You know what I mean?
He softened himself a little bit, but not a lot.
Yeah. Well, nothing blatant, then. Let's put it that way. Oh, see? Alright, JB's in the ring. Is this new music?
I don't think
so. That's gotta be Kane! That's gotta be Kane!
Almost Halloween, I guess.
It's time! It's time! It is new music, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was useful having that mask on. Because they showed it so much. That's still a far line shot of Jeff Hardy with the fucking Green Goblin mask on.
This is part of his gimmick. It's nothing special. It's a little bit of what
he's supposed to be the biggest show of the year, so this is the equivalent. This is their, that's their equivalent of He-Man Hunter.
Of what?
He-Man Hunter. Hunter the Barbarian. That's their low-rank version.
No, it's his idea. He just came up with
it. Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, that's his low-rank version.
Nah, he would have done it anywhere. It just happened to you. This happened to the idea.
I think he came up with the idea to do it for Bound for Glory.
No, I don't
think he would have done that for Impact.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd come out on Impact.
I expect him to wear that from now on. I was just adding to his gimmick. He's going to wear it from now
on. I don't think so. Well, no one heard that yet.
Well, we only got 20 minutes. And that's if they go off the air. This is maybe going to go 15 minutes, which is going to be a lot shorter than I expected or hoped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's 8:40.
Yeah, well, we needed to have...
Actually, are we still on delay?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not...
Well, it's 8:40.
Well, you know what I mean? We could get to
We could, yeah. We need space time continuum, if that's what you mean.
Yeah.
Here.
So, yeah, we got a half hour.
We got a half hour.
We're going to get almost a half hour match.
time.
Yeah.
He's been asking for new music forever, and he didn't get it down before. You think it's Jeff. Once it kicked in, that was the thing. It might be a new mix, but then again, it's going to be broader and stronger than itself. No surprise. Do they have it up on level on this one?
Everybody else, listen. Careful with it. A little bit obsessed. Meaning, Aries Storm's party. He wants to be with you.
That's not a
problem.
It looks very similar to maybe a little more full, a little bigger than the show that we saw, the Bad News Adams tribute show. How many people were there? Remember Randy, Ravenous Randy told us?
Yeah, told us. Yeah, there was, I think Magnus was there, tell you, there were millions.
That's a new chat. I thought so.
And now, live from the Grand Canyon Arena in Phoenix, Arizona, it's your Bound for Glory main event of the evening. Introducing first, standing in the corner to my right, and weighed in this morning at 236 pounds, and comes to us from Cameron, North.
It is a hardcore crowd.
He is the number one contender.
I thought that he got cheers when he did his little promo, and Jeff got a few boos when he came out, but no. Yeah. They're out of the Impact Zone.
Throw away it there.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
talk about Skeletor.
Yeah.
That comes to us from Tampa, Florida. He is the
That's why it's even more the
version
of He-Man.
World,
I thought you just say AJ Styles for a second.
They listen to 214 and Hardy at what, 225?
Yeah. Oh, that guy, yeah. Why don't people advertise on wrestling?
I don't know.
Dude, with a guy like that in the front row.
Exactly.
But it's not too mixed.
The creatures of the night suddenly overwhelming vocally the supporters of Austin Aries.
What the fuck is Tanae talking about? The creatures of the night.
I think there's about a bunch of them behind us that are Aries fans.
The creatures of the night are overwhelming Austin Aries supporters? What are you watching?
I got jokes. I got it.
Taz is basically coming down to Tanae for stupidity here.
It's okay. Bound for Glory main event.
But they have been awkward together all night. Pretty bad. Hey. It's good that this is going on last in your main event. It proves that, you know what, one of your homegrown guys can be over.
Yeah.
This is a hardcore crowd. I wonder how many people travel to this show.
It doesn't matter at the heart. I mean, it's good.
No, it is. It's a hardcore crowd.
It is a hardcore crowd.
And I do wonder, like,
the people that are going to
this
pay
is their WrestleMania, though, right?
Yeah.
How many people have traveled?
Look at the English flag there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I actually think people have traveled to this show.
That's probably, those people probably came along with that midget, though, from the
From
the other two or whatever from the show.
So I think there's actually people who have traveled. I think you might say
the hype, like, I'm sure people came all the way from Mesa.
That's really good.
From Tucson?
Not that far.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I was going to say Glendale, but
I bet you a full 25% of this crowd has traveled.
There should be a show. There should be a sign in the crowd. I came all the way from Camelback Road. See this show.
And where would that be?
Like, I don't know, half an hour from this.
That's like scissors up, sitting up right there is Aries.
Oh,
I'm just pissed off at him.
Open hand slapped with authority.
Slapped the daylights out of him right there.
Well, good, it's nighttime.
What does somebody ever say that? Just slap the nighttime out of him right there. It would make more sense. I'll be curious to see how blatant a heel Aries works.
Well, he did earlier when he didn't throw his shirt out or his cape or whatever it was out to the crowd.
Oh, yeah, that cape's expensive.
Yeah, especially for a TNA wrestler.
Yeah.
Whoa, Creed.
This guy wasn't good enough to be up top enough.
No, I know, right? That's the best part.
It really is. Moments before.
Well, he's a heel now.
I don't think he's funny here. Maybe he is. I don't know. He is dressed all in black.
It's true.
He is the heel. He'll never get over just coming out there in those black pants and black shirt.
No. Never. Never get over.
Black face paint.
That's white paint.
It's got black on it. Trying to keep your body on the mat, which is
sound strategy for the pull off. That's the key. If you can pull it off, how long can Aries neutralize Hardy? Here he stuck him up into the side and hit scissors.
Been gone.
Ugh. Are you taking a leak?
Yeah.
Well, this is probably the right time.
Going to try and work his way out.
Are they doing the chain wrestling? Yeah. Well, that was cool. Handstand, they throw a drop, missile drop, kick the mist. Stop that right there by Kip Hardy. Aaron lost an area, man. It's getting all over Kip Hardy.
Just
trying to figure out just how much of the crowd is for Aries compared to Hardy. I mean, I expected about 70-30 for Hardy. It's obviously nowhere near that.
With a drop kick that went right into the face, right into the teeth.
Yeah, great job right there by Aries. That drop kick was excellent. Jeff never expected it, never saw it coming. I gotta say, man, what a great night it's been. I mean, off of this live crowd, the audience has been amazing.
From the very outset, it has been
a great show. Got a new X Division champion, Van Dam. Joe retained his TV title.
Oh! New Knockouts champion, Terrence.
Our name is a Chavo, to tag team champions.
Aries taking a victory lap, maybe a little prematurely.
He's going in reverse now.
All right. What a showboat.
Yes, it's a shot.
Hope that's almost working a little as heel. I think Hardy is working more of heel because I think he's legitimately upset because the crowd isn't cheering for him. Like, I think he's literally throwing a little bit of a tantrum. The crowd isn't behind him.
Is he?
Excellent.
There's a king that says greatest fan that ever lived.
Because Aries is just being his character. But I say the crowd is about 80% for Aries. He's trying to turn them. But he's not going to.
No, he's not. Because Aries is just being himself, basically, or his character.
Well, he's entertaining.
See, that's a heel move.
Yeah, exactly. I think Hardy's wrestling more like a heel, showing more aggression because partly being the match. I think he's legitimately pissed off that he's the king of Brutus. Like fucking Randy Orton.
Yeah. Speaking of Randy Orton, have you seen SmackDown?
No, I didn't watch it, no.
Oh. You know how CM Punk's got his head shaved now, right?
Yeah.
Should be Randy Orton?
Yeah.
Randy Orton's growing his hair out now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So, apparently the number...
Jeff Hardy's fucking mocking the crowd.
That's awesome.
Watch out! Double sledge! Hardy flies off the apron!
Well, Jeff Hardy's the one who's looking like the fucking pro tonight.
Yeah.
Pro Hardy.
Jeff Hardy definitely trying to...
Isn't that a card dealership? Pro Hardy?
I think Pro Hardy Honda.
Rearranging the steel steps.
It's not like working Sunday in Subaru.
There you go.
Holy fuck!
We have Sundays and Subaru.
You see that bump there? It's just
tough. Yeah, what the... Like, you flipped into the steps, basically.
Yeah, literally. It's crazy.
This is, Hardy breaks the count. This is a good match.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, and what I'm really actually liking, like, the crowd again.
Well, A, they're hot, and B, they're not reacting how you expected. Like I said, I was expecting about 70-30 for Hardy coming into the match.
Yeah.
Oh, Aries has got some big bruises and some back on his, yeah, like his shoulder, and that's definitely from that crazy bump
in with that flippity-do there, yeah.
Well, he was an indie guy.
That's true. That's true. So he's okay. Hey, look, you know what? I didn't do all this stuff in the game. So mega promo.
Ah, we're fucking geniuses.
Fuck it. Every now and then.
450?
Gonna do it, have to.
Not too early.
No, he's only on the second rope anyway. Second turnbuckle on the inside.
Not too early.
Not enough, just a two count that time. But Jeff Hardy has been severely weakened at this point. The confident champ. Back to the offense.
And Austin Aries fans are here in full effect.
Well, duh.
You can hear it. They want Aries to stay on top here. Jeff Hardy getting popped.
You know what? What's interesting about this to me is the action.
Well, they wanted a babyface to go out at the end as their champion, and they're not going to get it.
Well, they are and they aren't. I mean, they wanted the babyface to go out at the end, and they're not going to get it for a live crowd. But to the 10,000 people who have bought this, most of them would probably be, I would think, Jeff Hardy fans.
There's going to be millions watching this on pay-per-view.
I'm sorry, thank you, Magnus.
Hey, maybe Jeff Hardy and Magnus could team up and they could be Crow Magnus.
Nice. That said, though, what's interesting to me is they're going to put the belt, I suspect, on Hardy and always work.
Yeah.
How quickly they come back and put Aries back on top.
Right.
And whether or not they were considering it. This is, should influence them going forward. You know? Like this crowd reaction at your biggest event of the year is what establishes him permanently as a main event instead of what do you call it?
Transitional guy.
Yeah, exactly. So this should make him more than a transitional guy.
I would hope so.
I think that's what this is going to do. That's cool.
Backbreaker that quick, it puts you right into a pinning predicament. Great job for the world heavyweight champ Austin Aries, and now tie it up.
That's kind of the story of the match to this point, isn't it?
Has.
The way that Aries has been able to not only limit the flying of Hardy, but also the tie.
It's weird that Aries has been able because Jeff Hardy came out looking like Kane.
True.
First time that I've sensed.
That was in the Bible, you know.
The what?
This the Bible.
Frustration on the part of Aries.
I think that's a comic book, too.
I think it is, yeah. Well, I know there's illustrated versions.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
And most of it's funny.
This is cool. I love it.
Everybody has an opinion
today. The sea was red.
Yeah.
It's not even real.
Shows you the absolute world heavyweight title.
Well, it was when your mom lost her virginity.
It's going down right here in Bound for Glory. That's some great stuff.
That was about 2,000 years ago.
Champ from the middle rope.
He prefers the name Mary Magdalene.
Damn, Hardy just a sitting duck.
Get in. Jeff Hardy.
Tough as hell, man. That resiliency.
Tough as hell, man.
He's world famous for.
It's at 28-10 now, and what's his name there?
Just keep fighting up.
Rodgers has thrown four touchdown passes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I thought they were going to beat the Texans tonight. The
resiliency. Atlanta won, though, so they're 5-0.
6-0.
Or 6-0, rather.
Yeah, they've won three games with four quarter comebacks.
Yeah,
they're with mirrors. They're not as good as 6-0.
No, they're not. They're not.
Starting to think the Bears are the best team in the NFC.
Yeah, Bears.
It's a very good match, and the crowd is going crazy.
Yeah,
I don't think it's quite as good as the tag match, but it's pretty fucking close.
The Austin Aries fans.
Yeah. Not even close. It's so fucking close.
So fucking close. So far for me, Battle of Glory is definitely ahead of WrestleMania. Stop. I think if there's one thing they can do to get over the fact that it's their WrestleMania, though, is you know how they do have that Triple H crazy entrance, the Rock crazy entrance?
Yeah.
They need to up the production values, even if it's going to cost them even more money, to get over the idea that this is special.
Yeah, this is special.
Because really, other than the fact that it's on the road, it looks the exact same as every other day
from the new people. Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah. You need to up those production values, the pyrotechnics, the special ring entrances, all that shit.
See, to me, the only thing putting Mania ahead of Bound for Glory so far is when Brodus Clay came on Dance with His Mama and all that shit.
Well, and you know what? As gotta say it, that's the exact type of thing, though, that production value-wise is a step up.
Well, yeah.
Just at the point where I think this is being very good.
And complete the submission, the last chancery, it was countered perfectly by Hardy.
It was countered? After countered? Well, yeah, the whole fact that we're 10 minutes behind, so he fucks me up at home cover at the time.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
We're like 10 minutes, though.
We haven't even seen the...
Whoa, nice!
That's the thing, though. We haven't even seen the crazy finishing sequences and
the
kick-outs of the major moves yet.
That's right. Right. Hasn't kicked into the swanton yet.
Yeah, that was sick. We need a replay, guys.
Yeah, no shit.
That was sick.
Jeff Hardy empty the tank and the playbook.
No sense. I'm sure I've seen that before, but I can't say the word.
That's the alley-oop. Teach me the Big Show finisher.
I guess you're right. You're right. But that was.
And he did it to Jeff Hardy actually one time.
I think you're probably right. That was so much cooler.
Of course.
Well, that was the fly burrito.
Cooler than the Big Show?
Can't be. Well, he does smell.
You know what I loved is they did the whole worked pounds of pressure bit of that thing. With the bro kick and the bucket of
mouth. Oh, yeah.
And it's like the bro kick was like
way behind
1,310 or something pounds. And the bro kick, or the weapon of mass destruction was like 1809.
Yeah.
And then this morning, because it was on like the ESPN Classics or something, I watched Rocky IV, and Drago was 2,200 pounds.
That's awesome.
Oh, you're going to lie. Okay, it was for the win they missed.
He's so proud of that. Dude, look at that old woman over there. She does not smile.
No, I know. The one with the short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
just been sitting there all show.
Yeah, just with the sternest look on her face.
Like Aries grandmother or something. Already sucks? Is that okay?
Yeah.
See, if this had been Monsoon and Ventura, though, they would have got over the fact that, I didn't really get all that he wanted on that whispering win.
And nowadays, you never know someone move, which is stupid.
Yeah, I know.
Watch your body.
It's just an insult to your intelligence and your audience.
Anywhere around this room, and I get popped or nailed by Jeff Hardy.
Wow. Kelly there?
Popped or nailed?
They can't go anywhere without getting popped or nailed.
Yeah, exactly. Talk about
that. Wasn't that a Phoenix interview that Randy Orton gave when he did that at a Phoenix station?
It was a Phoenix station. I think, actually, yeah, because I think it was a Phoenix station.
Yeah.
Was he actually, he was on SmackDown? What was he doing on there when, I thought he was shooting that film.
Who?
Orton.
when he was doing the interview? Or now?
No, no, right now. What's he doing in SmackDown?
Oh, he hit Del Rio. He attacked Del Rio.
Look, they're shooting the film.
Shooting the film?
I thought he was shooting
yeah, but I think he could come back. And I'm sure, where was he?
Could he destroy his hair for the movie?
Oh, it could be, yeah. That's probably it, actually.
Surveys the situation from in the
if it's a 12 rounds remake, and John Cena used to have the shorter hair back then.
Yeah, that makes cool. sense. Yeah, it's a scene for scene remake of the classic.
The cinematic classic.
Cinematic classic from 2008.
Yes.
Maybe he is trying to get a camera, I don't know. Well, maybe he's going to pick up all the chaps.
Fuck me.
Jesus Christ. Well, they are leaving it all out there, aren't they?
They are. As long as they keep their tights on.
Oh, Kelly Kelly's there, though. You don't want to.
That's true. Nothing tight about that.
No, fuck. Look at him bleed.
Oh, yeah. Which is contradictory. That's why he's a heel, because he's bleeding, and earlier he said he ain't got time to bleed.
That's true. That's true.
They're hoping that front face lock could be going for that. Last chancery didn't work the last time.
And a few of the three teams are sooner for Hardy finally.
Yeah.
The bridge, cross chancery submission.
Oh man, Jeff's in trouble. Good gosh.
Good gosh.
Referee Brian Hebner saying that Jeff Hardy extends the leg and gets the leg.
Good.
Where's
the cut from?
Top of his head.
Is it? I thought it was like above his eyebrow.
It looked like it was coming from like this.
But yeah, but I mean, think of the position he was just in. He was upside down, right?
Yeah.
He falls off.
Oh,
man, Hardy just landed hard down.
Hard.
Once again, this is a match, I mean, it's not that you don't get wicked matches in WWE, but the psychology and the pace of this is just so different. This is, again, what's separate? This is what TNA needs to be.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not WWE style.
No, fuck no. It is not at all WWE style. The psychology and the pace is totally different. That's great.
Oh, fuck that.
With a clothesline as his neck snapped back against the ropes. That's dangerous.
Just too bad.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Jeff really got hit hard right there. All of ass.
Still getting him in the position for the springboard.
For what?
He's getting him in position for a springboard. That was always the plan. Fuck off! I think he didn't think that out. Because it was on the fly, right? Not the move he was going to do. I think he didn't think that out, and that fucking looked like it hurt. For real. Actually, you're going to get a lot of shit tonight in this match. It looked like it hurt for real. Yeah.
The only thing is
he fucking did hit his head.
Normally I would agree with you, but that's this dick. If you're going to hurt Jeff Hardy, you don't hit him in the head.
Good point.
You can just sense it, can't you? You can just feel he's got it.
What I think is, as great as Aries has been and the crowd has been behind him, he's carrying himself about the charisma and moves.
Yeah.
Hardy right now, story-wise, is the fighting babyface who won't give up.
Yeah.
And I think the crowd is turning a little bit in his favor. Well, maybe not.
So
maybe they don't care about the story. Maybe they care more about getting the guy they want over.
Go to the boost book.
Champion and challenger with the mid-ring exchange.
Yeah.
And again, Aries momentum derailed.
See, but Aries is a guy that'll sabotage him, okay?
Oh, yeah, he'll try and work the heel regardless. He'll try and work the heel regardless.
No, I think Aries will try to be babyface. I think he would sabotage the situation for in his favor. Yeah, for sure.
He would pull a Hogan?
Yeah.
You're probably right. You probably would.
He should.
But you know what? It's reading the crowd.
Yeah, exactly what I mean. Exactly.
Like I say, Hardy was acting like a heel a few times earlier.
Which is good, yeah.
But I think it's more like I say, I think he's legitimately upset.
I honestly didn't think that Hardy had it in him to read the crowd.
Yeah, me either. But like I say, I think a lot of it was he's pissed at not being cheered.
But he's also, he's never had to. He's never not
no, exactly. Even when they turned him heel.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was almost fucked up and turned off awesome.
Yeah.
And like I say, we do know that Jeff Hardy's legit beat up.
Yeah.
Move like that.
As you can see, his eyes, he knows he's got it.
Are you sure Hardy's not winning?
No.
No, I mean the Aries might not win.
Oh.
Are you sure Aries might not go over?
He might. He might. And I was thinking that he was going to at first when, I was thinking that he might when all the baby faces were winning at first. And
yeah,
I thought, oh,
yeah.
Okay, you do the babyface, put the heel over at the end. And then of course, they wouldn't be, they would be thinking of Aries as the heel and not expecting this, right?
Amazing with kicks out of the Brainbuster.
Put it on over to Aries. Almost like he's desperate, like a desperate man. What the hell am I going to do to this guy?
Desperately?
And Jeff Hardy's body was just lit the way he was just put up on those ropes.
What's he doing? Is he going to do a stomp?
Yeah, stomp on his head.
Relentless.
This is a cool move.
This. What the hell?
Start up.
Don't be doing a thing in that nose.
But that's leading to a strong toss.
I think Aries got a little crazy when he didn't get the win. He got a little desperate,
I think. But in position. Oh, he wasn't quite in position. He's kicking out anyways. No, he's not. Aries carried the match, and at the end, Hardy takes everything he has, catches the guy, make the one mistake, hits his big move, and gets the win. That's
right,
a match.
That old woman in the short hair is up and clapping and happy.
No.
Final chapter in the story of redemption has been written by the charismatic enigma.
Yeah. No, it's contract up, so it makes sense.
He's resigning.
Oh my God.
He's got like 4 months left, but he's also resigning.
Yeah, it's like 4 months. Yeah. Oh yeah, he's going to be like staying, right?
And well, I you know what, I can't choose match, I'm not going to give them a better draw for the two matches. I think they're both awesome.
Co-matches of the night?
Yeah. I'm going to give this event 8.25 out of 10.
Yeah, I go above that, yeah. 8.5 out of 10, that sounds good to me.
Yeah,
and I would actually say that, the tag match in this match, both their feet touched the floor at the same time, so I'm going to go with co-winners.
Co-winners.
That's the match. You haven't seen it, but Joe Magnus.
True.
It's also an Addy's penis, eh, that move?
What?
Addy's penis. The Swanton Bomb, when it's a massive Swanton Bomb.
It's one of those ironic things.
Well, you don't want to iron it. Thanks for everybody out there watching.
Millions and millions.
Those millions! God move. Oh.
That's okay. Fab is popping at the end and cheering them both. It was an awesome match.
I think he's going to let that painted up bitch in the ring with him there.
Oh, the little kid?
Yeah.
The chick? Teenager, whatever her name is.
The teenager?
Teenager?
Huh?
Yeah, the one that the king finds attractive.
Yes. Jerry Lawler, not Mo.
No, not King Mo.
No.
No. No. Are we going to watch this Magnus match or what?
Well, I thought we would maybe wrap up here with our thoughts. We'd say, And yeah, they don't need to see the match or hear the match again. So I think that's so. That was definitely a worthwhile show. Hogan had said before that this was going to plot out 6 months worth of storylines. I don't see it doing that.
I don't see it plotting out 1 month's worth of storylines.
Well,
I don't see this leading to a lot in the future. I don't know where they're going. It didn't create interest for me where they're going to impact. But as a standalone show, really terrific show.
It did. I mean, my takeaway interest points would be, of course, what to do with D-Von and what else.
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, again, it's just a matter of what to...
Too many of the parts of that did not play their part well enough for me to be interested, you know, like Hogan.
Well,
I would say so. Well, there's a little bit of interest.
I give them the impact after the pay-per-view.
At least they fucking did show us somebody instead of...
Yeah, that's right. Know. Well, to follow up, though, I just thought that... like I said, I mean, whatever they do to follow it up, that'll give me my yes or no, yay or nay interest kind of thing, right? Is there. So, because, yeah, I don't think like you said, the parts, you know, Hogan was awful, you know, Chris Abyss or Joseph Park was, you know, whatever he was, So... and then,
but they finally get them access to the building because I mean they kept them all out tonight.
Yeah.
And,
well, and they've got Team Eddie's Dead is the new tag team champions.
Yeah.
So I mean, hopefully they just—I don't know what you do with them. I mean, that's the worst choice of the three.
Well, if it's going to be against Aces and Eights, that doesn't make any sense either. So.
Well, you know what? If it's going to be against Aces and Eights, I guess that's fine.
And this in no way sets up Angle versus Styles.
No, it didn't.
So I just don't think this is like the next 6 months. I think just as a really show. I mean,
it was.
RVD winning that title, I don't know what that'll mean or not mean. I would think that Magnus and Joe will continue for another couple months, and eventually Magnus gets over in the end and gets the belt.
I hope so, yeah. Well, we'll see. But, you said good
stuff. Yeah, based on the match and how good it was and how much I enjoyed it, I hope that's where they go.
Yeah, the Magnus and Joe thing. Yeah, that was your favorite match of the night.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
No, I can't wait to see it.
Because you got food, that's why it was your favorite match.
No. Those two matches were, I give like 4.5 stars to both the main event and the tag match. I think they were tremendous. Great crowd too, you know what? So much better.
I don't know if I can give 4.5 stars to the tag match because I don't think that Sting held up his end.
Not that match. Oh. Even that match until fucking Hogan came out and all the guys had to sell for the guy who couldn't move.
Yeah,
wasn't bad. Like it wasn't a bad match. I thought that match was fairly decent.
Once they got in the ring, yeah.
I didn't mind that outside stuff as much as you. So.
No, that's true. All right, well that's gonna do it though for Impact. We'll be back, I guess, to talk about tomorrow. We got. Raw with whether CM Punk picks John Cena or the Ryback.
We should know by the afternoon, depending on the injury, but I suspect the Ryback gets the shot.
I would assume it's the other way around, actually. But and then SmackDown on Tuesdays in Memphis.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll
watch that SmackDown.
So that'll Lawler will probably be involved somehow. Interesting, this past SmackDown was Josh Matthews and JBL were doing the call.
Hmm.
On it, so that wasn't too bad. NXT, I watched NXT. Main event was Seth Rollins against Michael McGillicuddy in Seth Rollins' first title defense. And it was on commentary for the match was JR, William Regal, and CM Punk.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Doing commentary, and that was pretty cool to see. So.
Yeah. Okay. Also,
Seth Rollins talked to CM Punk backstage.
So they aren't the same guy.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
Told you.
There you go. And did they look at all different? No.
They did. Yeah.
No, they didn't. Well, actually, one's shaved his head now.
See.
There you go. you know what? Just to say this, we're going to have up this week a show called Benoit. That we recorded just before this.
We did, yes. Yes, we did.
So you can look out for that. And I got a blog coming up. Best promo. Mick Foley versus Dusty Rhodes.
Yes, who is a better promo, Mick Foley or Dusty Rhodes?
So you can look out for that, too. And, of course, this show and, like, that blog and that other show. And plus our regular Thursday show. So
yes. So
that's the week.
Just a good shit wondering. To put up there.
Yeah.
So that'll be excellent. So @ADDIE @WeTalkWrestling.com is a good place to email me.
If you want to reach us, use that email.
Yes, please do. Please do. We're @WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. WeTalkWrestling on Facebook. And we have Stitcher and we're on iTunes. So leave feedback, like us, give us all the stars, all that fun stuff on there. And I guess that's going to do it for Bound for Glory.
Yeah. Don't fucking plug me for anything. Fuck them.
Yes.
We're OUT.
Yes. So in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.